Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNRadio.com/Behind the Badge.
Good morning, Chicago. Welcome to an abbreviated Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. I am your host, David Hochberg. We're going to go from 10:10 to 10:45 up to pregame Northwestern basketball. Then we're going to throw it over to Mr. Ennett, Mr. Cat, and he's going to take you all through the wonderful couple, 3 hours of Northwestern basketball. Then we're going to come back at 1:30 right after postgame, 1:15, 1:30 right after Northwestern postgame for a full show. But first, we're going to do an abbreviated show today. I've got State Representative Jonathan Carroll on to talk about real estate taxes and the legislation that he is sponsoring with Representative Sweeney and other state representatives to consolidate government in this wonderfully screwed up state we live in, to try to save money so homeowners can reduce real estate taxes and afford to live in their homes and not get kicked out and not want to move to other states. But first, we start every show with Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses.
Hit it. This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helen of the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
312-981-7200. We are on a mission. We are on a mission to try to understand what is going on with our exhaustingly increasing real estate taxes. And I have my state representative, soon to be my state representative. I live in Northbrook. Jonathan Carroll is a representative, state representative, elected official. Is that the 56th, Jonathan? Is that, are you in the 56th?
Hey, David. First of all, David, how are you?
And
I love the intro.
Sorry, buddy.
I am the 57th district, so we'll go with our good friend Olin Krutz. So
okay.
just remember the name Olin Krutz, and that's the district I represent.
And I am moving into your district when my house is finished. I am on the north side of Dundee. You handle basically the south side of Dundee, all through Des Plaines and other areas. That's your territory. But you will be my state representative upon the completion of my home when I move into your district. And we've been... I've known you for, you know, full disclosure to all the listeners out there. Jonathan and I have known each other for the past 11 years. My daughter is going to be 12 in a month or in a couple of weeks. And his son and my daughter go to school together. And we have known each other through friends of the family and through our kids and through neighborhood organizations and neighborhood events over the past 10, 11 years. So we have run into each other. Jonathan became state rep. I started building in his home. We started talking about things. He started seeing my posts being negative about certain things going on down Springfield. So he gave me a call. We met for a cup of coffee, went over some things. We have a lot in common. We agree on a lot of things. We disagree on some things. And one of the things that we agree on is the challenging real estate tax burden that is placed upon our listeners. And I just want to state this real clear. Even if you don't own a home and you're renting from somebody, this is important to you because the person you're renting from is going to be increasing your rent, because that person you're renting from just got a tax bill that's due, if they live in Cook County, basically now, that most likely has gone up since the last tax bill. And if you really think that that owner of that house or that apartment building or that condo or whatever you're renting is going to eat that increase, I think you should wake up and smell the roses here, because roses, Jonathan, obviously for Valentine's Day. Hopefully everybody, you know, got roses for their loved ones. I did. The driver couldn't drop it off because nobody was home, but that's a whole other story. I got the A for effort, Jonathan. As you know, it's all about effort. So I want to talk about, Jonathan, I've got the township map in front of me here for Cook County. I know you're pushing legislation with Representative McSweeney, and I'm sure you'll give credit to the other state representatives out there that are helping you. Can you please talk about, before we hit the first break, what your legislation is all about, what the bill number is, so our listeners could write it down and contact their state elected officials. It has to get out of the House first before it gets to the Senate, so all the focus is on the House of Representatives. What's the bill number that you and State Representative Sweeney have written up, have presented, have offered to the fine people of the House of Representatives in the state of Illinois, and what is it intended to do in a couple of minutes before we hit our first break? Then we'll come back and go dive a lot deeper.
Yeah, well, the bill, okay, so let me clarify a little bit. The bill is now law, and it involves McHenry Township. So what the bill does is it's putting on the ballot a referendum that's up to the voters to decide if they want to start talking about township consolidation within McHenry. So that's on the books. That's going to be a ballot initiative in McHenry Township or McHenry County coming up in the next few months. So that's good to go. What we're trying to sponsor now is, so, you know, I worked with several other legislators against both sides of the aisle. You know, David McSweeney is, as you mentioned, is a good friend of mine and a guy that I do a lot of work with around this issue. And it's great to have both sides of the aisle recognize this problem. I think we're not naive to it, but we're working on legislation now that's going to make that a statewide initiative. Now, again, I don't have a bill number yet because we're still in the process of compiling it.
Okay.
But again, it's a bill. So we're going to take what we did to McHenry, a bill that we passed, a very slim margins, by the way. You can think, again, there's a lot, I'm not going to get into the mudslinging, but, you know, we got it done. And I want to put it on the ballot now for everywhere. And again, I want to be very clear, is that you should have as much or as little government as you choose to have. So, David, you have a person who lives in our area, which is Northfield Township, and they say, you know what, I really like Northfield Township, and I think it's wrong that we get rid of it. Great, then vote to not abolish it. But what I'm saying is, in 2020, with the information that's available to us, we need to put that out there and say to the voters, look, if you want to keep this layer of government, great, up to you. If you don't, let's get rid of it. And that's really where we start with all this.
Okay, before we hit the break, let me just throw these numbers out there. Over, according to Cranes, a recent story in Cranes this past week, over 7,000 units of government within the state of Illinois, which is absolutely ridiculous. We have, within Cook County alone, 29 townships within a 10-mile radius of where I live, and you know exactly where I live, okay? Within a 10-mile radius, I have it printed off, 10-mile radius, I have 8 counties within a 10-mile radius, Jonathan, of where you and I live. Elk Grove Township, Leiden Township, Main Township, Nutrier, Niles, Northfield, Palatine, Schaumburg, within a 10, 15-mile radius of where I live. And our listeners need to understand, every township, Jonathan, has what? A committee head, correct?
Yep, they have a committee head, they have a road guy, they have this, they have that, and a lot of the services they provide are redundant to what counties will provide or, you know, or your towns will provide. And it's one of these things where, again, it's like, I think we're at a point now where we need to start making the determination of how much or how little government we need. And I want to, I know we're heading to a break, but I want to kind of throw this out there to you too. The opposition to government consolidation isn't from who you think it's from. It's not from necessarily the Democrats. We're a lot more supportive of it than a lot of the Republicans are, and I think the reason is because they view townships as their last fiefdom. Now, David McSweeney is a Republican, who's a good friend of mine. Others, like guys like Mark Batnick, who's a Republican and a good friend of mine, recognize that this is a problem, but there's others that don't. So if you want your viewers or listeners to have sort of a way to look at this, HB 348 is the bill that McSweeney ran last year and passed by slim margins. I would recommend going to ILGA.gov, go to the website, look up HB 348, and look at the vote totals and see how your representative voted on consolidation. Those are the conversations that you need to have.
I'm going to tell you what I care about. $14,000 real estate tax bill on a 2,800-square-foot house. We're going to pay some bills. That's my tax bill. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, MegaPros. Call and text line. We're going to take a quick break, come back with State Representative Jonathan Carroll from the Fighting 57, good old Olin Krutz. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back. And the sunshine we've been waiting for.
You're listening
listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56David.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to take the show all the way up to Northwestern basketball pregame at 10:45. On the phone with me is State Representative Jonathan Carroll of the 57th Representative District here in Illinois. So, Jonathan, let's go over this township thing one more time. Okay, we've got a couple of great text messages here. 630, Republicans have been screaming for local government my whole life. The more things done on federal level and less money we have to spend on government. Another one from the 815, 90% of my taxes are schools. Okay, and that's true as well. So let's talk about first consolidating townships. And again, you said it very, very correctly, spot on. It is the listener, it is the voters, which are listeners. Our listeners who are voters' choice, if they want to keep the townships or if they don't want to keep the townships. But let's put it on a ballot to let people vote. Let the listeners vote. Let everybody have a vote. If we need 29 townships in Cook County, not including Chicago, do I need 8 townships within a 10-15 mile radius of where I live in Northbrook? It's absolutely crazy. Do I need eight township leaders that are getting paid salaries, benefits, pensions that we don't have money for? I understand we need men and women in trucks to fix the pipes when they break because you don't like big holes with water flowing out, screwing up your neighborhood. So you got to send crews out. I get that. I appreciate the men and women and the heavy equipment when it snows to removing all the snows from the streets and making our streets safe. I get that. I respect that. We should pay for those men and women that are doing those work, that come out 3 a.m. to fix and replace water pipes when they break. God bless them. But do we need 8 people above them to pay for them and then 8 people above them as well and all this layers of government in 2020? I say no. And Jonathan, how do
you're right, Dave. I'm sorry to cut you off. You're 1,000% correct. And you know, I think that one of the things I would encourage the listeners to do, and you know, you brought up the schools, is you know, our schools are great. You know, we know that. I mean, kids go to the schools. I mean, phenomenal things that are going on. But you know, our school district sits on huge cash reserves, and you know, their argument is, well, we want to have cash reserves to make sure that we can. You know, when we have an emergency, we have money for it, and we want to do a referendum, we don't have to do one because we have this money. But I'm kind of like, well, that's great, except for the fact that, you know, maybe I'd like to know how you're spending your money and have more of an input on that. And so a lot of these elections, when people say, oh, you know, I don't vote for my school board, my village board, this board, that board, you know, start paying more attention. I mean, because these are the people that are really ultimately responsible for raising your property taxes. And, you know, and there's you know, without getting too technical, there's an ability of these taxing bodies to raise the levy every year. And they do it, because if they don't, theoretically, they can't recapture what they don't get. And that's another problem that we have, too. And I know my good friend Mark Walker, who's a state representative from the Arlington Heights area, is working on legislation to make sure that that practice discontinues as well.
Here, I've got somebody here. It's great. Our text line's great. 312-981-7200. You get so many different opinions from our listeners. It's outstanding. So I've got one here, 847, further to Main Township, Park Ridge. I grew up in Des Plaines, Main Township. I went to Main East, so I know Main Township. Some taxes were up 256% increase. Astonishing. Okay. Then I have 312. I hope you give equal time to townships next week. You are misinformed on the critical work of townships. Here's what I know about townships. Okay. I've got 8 of them within a 15-mile radius of my house where I live. I don't need 8 townships within a 15-mile radius of my house. Okay, I've got Northbrook Police Department that handles Northbrook. I have Deerfield Police Department that handles Deerfield. Okay, I've got Palatine, Buffalo Grove handling each of their towns. Okay, I don't need all of these different townships handling all of the services that are available that can be consolidated. And that's what's happening in this state. Nobody wants to consolidate anything, right? It's their own little perfect little purse string. And I've got a $14,000 real estate tax bill on a 2,800 square foot house in Northbrook, which, Jonathan, is freaking crazy. And you get calls, Jonathan, wait a minute, right, get calls every day from constituents complaining about the same thing. Am I right or am I wrong?
You're 1,000% correct, and I want to go back to the person who texted you that says equal time to townships. Well, that's part of putting it as the ballot initiative. It's, hey, listen, again, you know, I have to run for office. I have to present my case to the voters every 2 years. I have to make sure that people want to support me or not support me, whatever decision that person wants to make. Well, let's do the same thing with the townships. You're right. Townships do have an equal opportunity, should have an equal opportunity to present what they do and things like that. I agree that. But let's be clear. It still should be left up to the voters. That is what we're talking about here. Because there are people that say that you know, Northfield Township provides, you know, a food pantry, which is a very valuable service, and other things like that, too. I don't want to denounce everything that they do. But again, you say to me, hey, look, I don't want this layer of government anymore. I am voting it away. End of story.
And I'll tell you what.
No one's forcing anybody to do anything.
I'll tell you what, Jonathan. If the food pantry, which is very important, okay, I'm not, if that's important, maybe another township doesn't have it. Maybe we sit around a bunch of smart men and women in a room and figure out what's needed, what's not, and how we could do it better. That's what companies do when they consolidate. One company takes over another company. What do? They get rid of layers of personnel that they don't need. Unfortunately, those individuals have to find another job. But we don't do that here. And I got another one. What about the nice building that the Mosquito Abatement District is off of Willow Road? I didn't even know they were in a nice building. I hope they're comfortable with what I'm paying, you know, in my real estate taxes here for the Mosquito Abatement District. 7,000 layers of government, Jonathan. That is a challenge that needs to be looked at. That is a sore that needs to be picked. That's a scab we need to remove, and we need to start looking at it. Because I'll tell you what, we can't afford this. Quick question before we hit the bottom of the hour break. Just curious, are you getting more calls in your office on Landwehr and Dundee? Because that's where your office is, right around the corner from Brown's Chicken, and you need to stay out of Brown's Chicken, okay? I know you love that Brown's Chicken. Are you getting more calls about how much people are upset about their real estate taxes or how much they love their township? Which cause are you getting more of? People love their real estate tax bill, hate their real estate tax bill, or that they love Northfield Township that we live in?
I think it's obviously the real estate tax. I don't think that texter that you had included three people that have told me that I have no idea the value of townships and that I'm barking up the wrong tree.
All right.
That's three. And I could probably go hundreds and hundreds of phone calls, emails, conversations in the grocery store, at our wonderful District 27 school events. You name it. I hear people come to me all the time, like, what gives, Carol? And I'm like, hey, listen, let me tell you something right now. Let me be clear. The state legislature does not levy your property tax. So we see the same problems you do. But it's a problem because it continues to go up. And I don't know if you saw this little tidbit, David. This is good for your viewers, too. Paying attention to local things. Did you see what our school district just did?
Yeah.
And it was a little line item in an email. They said, oh, by the way, we're raising your tax levy. Oh, but let's talk about all the good things we're doing. Well, okay. That's an important conversation that we need more information on. Why are you doing that? Where are your costs going up? Those are the kinds of things that I think are so essential to people is, again, to be informed and make those decisions on being informed.
All right, hang tight, buddy. That music means we've got to hit a break. We got 10 minutes coming out of the break. Then we got to throw it over to Mr. Cat, Dave Ennett. We've got a 708 on the line. Will you take a phone call talking about not wanting to screw up townships after the break? We'll throw that out there.
Would love to.
I know you would. Would
love
to. Love
to.
Conflict. You take it head on. That's why I love you professionally. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You listen to abbreviated Home Sweet Home Chicago here on AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. So, Jonathan, I just sent you a text. We got to be out. We got to wrap it up around 43, 44, because I got to get to Mr. Cat at 45 for pregame. But we were talking about school districts. We've got we got David on line one we're going to bring up, but I just want to bring out this point. We have great schools in Northbrook. We pay a lot of real estate taxes in Northbrook. We have District 27, District 28, District 30, and District 31 for 33,000 kids. Okay, it's not 33,000 kids. The population in Northbrook is a little over 33,000. Okay? We have four school districts in Northbrook, which is absolutely bat poop crazy. Okay? And I'll tell you, part of the challenge is the people in Northbrook, and you know this, because there is absolutely zero reason District 27 and District 28, which are separated by Finkston Road, okay? In a town of Northbrook of 33,000 people, we have two school districts that are 100% Northbrook residents. When you go down to 30 or 31, some of it goes into Wheeling and Glenview, and some of it goes into Deerfield and Highland Park, whatever it is, there is absolutely no reason we shouldn't consolidate school districts. And this is not just for Northbrook. This is statewide, 27, 28. And the pushback I get is, well, 27 is union and 28 is not union, and we'll never get everybody together. And my response is, listen, they're grown men and women. Okay, put it up for a vote. If they like the union, keep the union. If they don't like the union, don't have the union. Right? People, if they want to unionize, let them unionize. But to have two school districts, which is a major chunk of our tax bill, Jonathan, and others listening, is ridiculous in my personal opinion. How do you feel?
Could not agree with you more. I think that it's always like, well, we want to change things except in our fiefdom is the conversation. So I get that a lot. Like, no, we want to consolidate school districts, so let's consolidate 27, 28. No. Not there, but other places. So I think, again, it's up to the voters. Again, it's like, I'll put it as a ballot initiative. Let's consolidate the school districts of Northbrook. If you like the way your school districts are, fine. Then when you get your tax bill, you can say, look, I voted and understand what I'm paying, as opposed to if we consolidate it, you know, reduce costs by reducing administrative overhead. Certainly, I think we're all for that. I don't think the quality of our schools are going to go down. We have a very engaged community with parents that are willing to be involved. We have kids that are doing great things in schools. I don't think all of a sudden the kids are going to do worse. So it should be something that's left up to the voters. And I think that's the stuff we work on. Again, it's like, let's all have adult conversations about things that need to change.
All right. I got
very simple.
I agree with you. And I have David on the line. David says here, hi, is David on? Is Dave on with us? Are we going to bring? Okay, so
yeah, I'm right here.
Okay, Dave, it says here on the screen, suggest we reform the way we fund our schools so we don't have to screw up our townships. Your dime, your dance floor, buddy.
No, I'm. Let me see, they got it wrong. First of all, I agree with you totally on the townships. They need to go, but we have a huge budget deficit. We have a huge deficit. We have a huge loss in our pensions. We need to change how we fund our schools so we don't have 80% of our tax bill going towards school districts and raising every single year with levies. We've got to open, if we're going to open the Constitution to have a progressive tax that our governor wants and all the Democrats want, we need to open our Constitution, change our pension system so we can get that under control. So we're not then having to go to our school districts and say, hey, by the way, you got to pay for the pensions now because the state doesn't have any money, which is what the proposals are.
Jonathan, what's your thoughts on that?
Well, it's an interesting point. So my predecessor, Elaine Neckerts, worked on pension reform and consolidation about 10 years ago. And some of the things that she did included on the back end offering fixes of tearing the pension system to a much more reasonable pensions. Look, the original pension system was disgraceful. The amount of money that people put in and took out of it just was not a sustainable model. That's something that we had over 30 years ago. There's now a tiered system where I think on the back end there's some fixes that are going to happen. But and I hear this all the time from people about opening up the Constitution on the pension system. The one thing I will say is, and I'm a former teacher, and in my time when I taught, I mean, I paid into the pension system. I didn't have a choice. I was not offered Social Security. I was not offered anything else. So at that point, that was my one option. And I think we have a lot of people that did what they were supposed to do because that's what they were mandated to do. And to take away what they've earned as a benefit, I don't think is necessarily fair. Now, again, I'm open to fixing it on the back end like we're doing, but some of the people beforehand, I think, aren't guilty of something that aren't guilty of anything because that's what they were mandated to do. And I think, again, David, if I went in and took your Social Security away, you'd probably say, well, I paid into that for several years.
I agree.
Why am I losing this now?
I agree.
But you have to understand also now there's a 3% COLA every year, which is ridiculous. That people come out and get people are making more after 4 years than they made in their last year because of the way they average the last 4 years of their salary. People put in $200,000 or $300,000 and have already taken out $2-3 million because they retired at 50 something and now they're 80 something and our system is unsustainable.
Right, the math doesn't work.
You can't raise our income taxes and not do something to fill a $140 billion hole.
Well, they could try.
That's going to bankrupt the state.
Well, they could try, and that's what they're trying to do. But Dave, hold on, I only got 3 minutes. I got a hard out because I got North.
I know you got to go to someone else.
No, I don't. No, I'm going to keep you. I don't have anybody else. I just got to wrap it up, and I want to continue this conversation. But I want Jonathan to have a chance to respond because I have to be out at 45, or else Mr. Cat's going to be very, very mad at me. So, Jonathan, how do you want to respond to Dave?
Yeah, I think he's right. The COLA thing is a joke. And I think that's some of the back end fixes that we have is that we're fixing that system. He's right. Everything he said is 100% correct. And I think that's where some of the back end fixes. Look, the governor has committed to working on this issue. And I think that's what we're trying to do. Look, we consolidated local pensions. That's going to help taxpayers. That, in other words, the fire and police pensions are now one fund instead of being a variety of funds that would cost more overhead and administratively. So we recognize that, and I think we have to work through these things. So I agree then. The COLA thing is not a sustainable model. And I got to tell you, the pigs in the trough that wrote those things, that did that 30, 40 years ago, are punishing people like us that didn't do that and recognize that challenge. So I agree with him. The COLA thing's absolutely got to change.
He's
100% right.
I just want to make a quick statement, and then we can still have this conversation, but make sure Dave Bennett, he's a little guy, but he's got a big stick, and I don't want to get whacked by it. So here's the deal. my only point is this. Because whenever we start peeling off this Band-Aid and start ripping off the scab, it's always like, well, what about the people that have been in it? Here, my comment is this. Let's take care of the people that are in it. And let's take care of the people that have been promised certain things. It's not their fault that the state elected officials and the government didn't fund the pension plan. It's not their fault that it was written a certain way. Okay, so let's take the freak out of the people that are in the pension plans. They should get what they signed up for and what they paid into, okay, because they didn't get Social Security and all that stuff. All right? I'm just saying, somebody needs to have the stones to stand up. And I agree with you, David. I agree with David, Jonathan. If you want to put on a voting referendum to change the tax system, then you should have the stones to put on a referendum to change the pension system, because one and it two go together. And I'll make one last comment, and then I'll let you, close it out before we got to get to Mr. Cat. My whole thing is this, Jonathan. If you want to raise my taxes and our listeners' taxes by a dollar, then show us where you're cutting it by a dollar. That's it. If you want to bring it up a dollar, then cut something by a dollar and make sure that you're increasing by that dollar is consolidating something. Okay? The only way we're going to get to the center is if somebody's willing to cut something. You cannot continue. Listen, you can't continue to raise taxes down in Springfield, not you, but they can continue to raise taxes. But I'll tell you what. Take a look at the Beacon's moving truck survey. We're number two behind New York of people moving out of the state, and it's crushing property values, and it's crushing homes, and it's putting more burden on homeowners. You got a minute to rebut, then I got to get it over to Northwestern basketball, buddy.
Yeah, everything you're saying is correct, and I think that's part of the idea of of reasonable consolidation. And again, I mean, I think that we don't have a magic wand. It's not a fast moving rock. It's a slow moving process. And I think as we continue to work through this stuff, all the ideas you mentioned are right. Again, we have the challenge we have is we have to still fund social services. And I think those are going to continue to raise in costs regardless of whatever we want to do. Look, things just cost more money. Right. But you're right. There's other areas where we can look at. Say, look, that's just an unnecessary thing that we're not going to spend money on anymore.
All right, give me your name.
You're 100% correct.
Well, Jonathan Carroll, 57th Representative District. Thanks for joining me this morning, buddy. You're a good dude to take the heat and answer the questions and fight the fight. I appreciate it. Right now, we're going to head over to Northwestern Basketball. Mr. Edit, Mr. Cat, take it away, buddy. Good morning, good afternoon, and welcome to Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show. I'm David Hochberg. I am your host. We are here in the WGN studios after Northwestern Basketball. We are usually on 10 until noon. So I'd like to welcome all of our new listeners. If you are interested in learning about real estate, we are the place to be. We start the show every Saturday with this. Elwood, buddy, how many miles to Chicago?
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes, it's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
This money is for the year's assessment on the St. Helena the Blessed Shroud Orphanage in Calumet City, Illinois.
Well, this is definitely Lower Wacker Drive. If my estimations are correct, we should be very close to the Honorable Richard J. Daley Plaza.
That's where they got that Picasso.
Yep.
We're so glad to see so many of you lovely people here tonight. We would especially like to welcome all the representatives of Illinois' law enforcement community who have chosen to join us here in the Palace Hotel Ballroom at this time. We certainly hope you all enjoy the show.
They're not going to catch us. We're on a mission from God.
You can go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com, to get all of our contact information. We are down two men looking for parking, Roy. We have Roy Spencer and Jill Van Reed. How are you? Hey, Jill Van Reed, how are you guys? Is the microphones working? You're there, Roy? You there?
I hope so. I'm here. Okay, do I sound like I'm here?
You're here. You're here. And my headset, there you go.
Happy to be here.
You're happy to be here. You got a ton of calls. Ton of calls last time you were in, encouraging all of our listeners with any type of basement water challenge or any type of, I put one of those basement defenders in my home that are working great. I get text messages all the time. Everything's wonderful. Everything's great. There's nothing wrong with your system. So we are encouraging all of our listeners, if you have any type of challenges with water. The first time you were in here, we had two calls that stand out in my mind. One was the leak underneath the pool table, right? Yeah. That for some reason, every time it rains, there's water under the pool table. And the other one was her husband's a mechanic and was shooting some type of epoxy into the cracks that didn't help. And I asked her, I'm like, so every time it rains, what he's doing doesn't work. And she's like, yes. I'm like, do you think it's time to maybe call PermaSeal? She's like, yes. So those are the type of calls that we would like from our listeners. Any type of challenges you're having in your basement, any type of structural challenge you're having in your basement.
Even if your pool table is leaking, give us a call.
Even if your pool table is leaking, give us a call. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You go to WGNDavid.com. So if our listeners want to reach your home base, you have your staff ready to go.
They're
manning the phones.
By, and it's a great day to call, a great time of year to call, 800-421-SEAL.
And we have Jill Van Reet in from Baird & Warner. How are you, Jill?
I'm excellent, David. How are you?
I'm great. I want to thank you in advance. You had helped a good buddy of mine on the show who used to work at WGN, John DeCosta, and his wife, Jackie, purchase a home. So, Roy, it went like this. John calls me up. Yeah, we're going to move. I said, okay. We're going to buy a new house. I said, okay. Great. So they came out. We went through the numbers. Donna Sattler, another realtor on the show, handled the Bensonville, was that the area that they
I believe so, yes.
Yes, Donna handled the area that the DeCostas lived in. So I was like, I got it. Because they wanted to move west of 59, and that's Jill's territory. So what I did was, I'm like, all right, here's the deal. Donna, you're going to sell the home. Jill, you're going to buy the home.
Wow,
I'm going to get the mortgage. Schluter's going to do the title work. Everything's going to be done. Guess what? First weekend out, Jill found him a home.
Wow, awesome.
Boom.
It all worked out happily ever after.
And we just closed on the purchase of the sale of their home in Bensonville last week.
Good job of quarterbacking, buddy.
Hey, man. Cool. I'm good at pointing fingers at things to get done. And we got the loan done, so everything got done. Everything worked well. Everybody's happy, so thank you in advance. Not in advance. Thank you publicly for helping my good friend John DeCosta and his wife, Jackie, getting into their new house while Donna sold the other house. So it was very, very good. We're going to be talking about, you're getting a lot of emails. I think you received an email from a listener that you want to talk about during your segment coming up. I can't remember it right now, but What was the email from the listener?
Well, basically, it was she's from Algonquin, and she wanted to know, she's thinking about listing her house, selling her house in the next couple years, and was wondering what home improvements would be in her best interest. Does she need to do her kitchen? Does she need to redo her master bath? So those are some of the things she was considering doing.
Is that a typical call that you get?
That is a typical call. It's a good call to get before they have done any work. A lot of times I'll get a call after they've made those decisions and they're ready to sell. And sometimes at that point, they should have probably called a realtor in the first place to ask for some professional recommendations.
Because they did something that maybe is not going to get them the maximum value?
Correct. Okay. They might have spent way too much on some kitchen remodel when really their problem area was their flooring.
Right.
Or the paint or something else. But that's why it's good to consult with a realtor ahead of time so you can make those decisions.
We did that with Amy Keitel in our house. She handles the area that where I live in Northbrook. Mm-hmm. And she recommended Roy to darken the wood because everybody's now with dark. Wood is dark. Everything is dark, right? Mm-hmm. The wood's dark. We had beautiful hardwood floors that were just stained, sealed, not stained, oak. Right, so you put the cover on, the protective seal on it. It's beautiful. She's like, these are great, but everybody wants like cappuccino. Roy, you're looking at me like I know.
No,
cappuccino.
I mean seriously. So she it's had to restain crazy. The floor.
We ripped restain. I brought Igor out, Mr. Floor.
Wow.
Not only did we restain the floor, we ripped up carpet on the stairs, upstairs. All the bedrooms, 100% hardwood, because that's the thing right now.
Well, who would know to do that? I mean, I would never think to do that. I would think, oh, I'll let the next guy do that. But there might not be a next guy if I don't do that, right? Is that the point?
That's what she said.
Yeah.
You know, she's like, I said, well, what's going to get us the biggest bang for the buck on the return? If we put the money in, are we going to get it out? I'm not just going to, like, stain my floors sure. to get it out. So we had to move the entire house to the basement. Right before winter break, before we went on vacation, screwed up my hip, screwed up my back. I was yelling at my kids. It was just a complete disaster. Okay. And, but Igor came in. So what happens when you start jobs, Roy?
They grow.
They grow. miraculously grow.
Go
right.
Figure.
Right.
Well, look at this. Who knew that?
Who knew? Who forgot 15 years ago when we moved in that we took the closet out of the hallway and made it into a bigger bathroom. So the flooring underneath the carpeting that nobody cared was plywood, now needs to be replaced. Yeah. So I kept getting, all of this stuff happened. So long story short, we have dark floors. We don't have a lick of carpet upstairs. It's all hardwood. We just have carpet in our family room and in our basement. That's it.
So that makes your house more marketable. You're going to get enough money to pay for that.
I hope so. Yeah. Well, no, according to Amy, you know what?
Experts would know. I would trust Amy.
I trust Amy. And you know what? There's three other houses that are on the market in my neighborhood right now. So we went and did the virtual tour, Jill, like all the realtors have. They all have the other stained floors. And they're wallpapered and they have tile. So
listen, stand out. Yeah.
Ours is going to stand out. I told my wife, listen, last night, because that's what you talk about on Valentine's Day when you're married close to 20 years. You look at other people's houses. That's what gets us going. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, after we brought in Carson's, because, of course, I didn't make a reservation.
Pull out all the stops.
Right. I'm like, hey, it's 2 o'clock. I'm like, hey, how about we go for dinner tonight?
I made reservations.
Hey, you want to go for dinner tonight?
Yeah.
She's like, yeah, that'll be great. I'm like, okay, make a reservation. She's like, why don't you? I'm like,
wow.
Well, you know what happens? Let's be honest.
Okay.
I make a reservation. She's not going to like the place I go. It's not going to be the right time. So I told her. She's like, well, that's very romantic. I said, if I pick the wrong place, you're going to be mad. If they don't have an opening and I pick the wrong time, you're going to be mad. She's like, yeah, you're right. I'm like, just take care of it. So what it turned out to be? Carson's Takeout. 312-981-7200. Dude, if you have any like Valentine's Day, you want some tips on getting out of the doghouse, I'm the guy. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Out to Barrington with Jeff. Jeff, how are you? Got a question for the Roy Spencer.
Yes, I do. Thank you for taking my call. I have a partial basement with a crawl space. The crawl space measures 12 by 40. do I want to, and it's got pea gravel underneath with the plastic on top. Do I encapsulate it, or do I just have them pour concrete?
Okay, so South Jeff from Barrington, you've been in tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of basements, and you've seen pictures of crawl spaces. Is this a typical crawl space within the Chicagoland area?
Absolutely, yeah. We see that all the time. There's a lot of, you know, it has a basement, and then there's a crawl space off of that.
And why do people do crawl spaces? Hang on, Jeff. What's the purpose of a crawl space?
Well, a lot of times it's more economical than putting a full basement in. So they're going to do a basement that they can use it for rec room or whatever.
Okay.
But then the rest of the house, that needs a place to run piping and venting and everything. So let's put it in a crawl space, and it's less expensive, and we don't necessarily need that for a living area. Can I ask you, Jeff, do you use the crawl space for anything?
We have a lot of storage stuff down there, you know, odds and ends, stuff from our kids, which we're slowly purging out of there right now.
Okay. And is it a dry, usable space now? You don't get damaged or mold or anything in that stuff?
There's no moisture down there. There's no damage. It's perfect.
Good. So, the good news is that. So why do you want to do something? You asked, should I encapsulate? Should I put concrete? Why, if everything's working, why do you want to do something?
I plan on selling the house probably in about 2 or 3 years from now.
Okay.
And I'm a realtor.
Okay.
And most of the crawl spaces I see, you know, it's all either concrete or encapsulated from your company.
That's so awesome.
Maybe just for resale.
Absolutely.
You know, it'd be better. It may show that it's dry. The other thing I'm worried about is, which I haven't had tested yet, was radon.
Yeah. Those are all really good points. And segueing from what David was saying, preparing your house for sale, I got to tell you, you know, and you can ask Jill or home inspectors, when they open up, they go down in the basement, they say, oh, got to look at the crawl space. They all kind of brace themselves and it's like what they're going to see. And when they open up, and correct me if I'm wrong, when you open up that crawl space door, looking at peer in there, and all of a sudden you turn the light on and it's bright, white, and dry, you go, wow.
It's a relief.
Right? It's a big relief.
Exactly.
And it takes the roll the dice out of it. So, so to answer your question, you're absolutely doing the right thing encapsulating. So it may be dry. You don't have standing water. That's great. But there is ambient moisture in there, and there's gases and things coming up because that Visqueen liner is not airtight or anything. So air is continuing and gases are continuing to come up through there into your upstairs atmosphere. So encapsulating it actually, you know, seals that off from all the moisture and gases that come out of the soil. It gives you a very clean, bright, usable space that you can easily slide things in and out and things like that. And it's going to greatly enhance your quality of life while you're there. And then, yes, it will pay for itself when you go to resale. As far as concrete, it doesn't give you that. It's not bright white. The concrete could crack. You could still get moisture through it. Concrete actually introduces, when they pour concrete in a crawl space, that brings in a lot of moisture that has to be absorbed in the house. So, and then it's not finished like your steel trowel finish. There's a lot of downsides to putting concrete in. So it's more economical and actually works better to encapsulate it with the liner that we use rather than pour concrete.
How long of a job is that for Dave?
It's a one-day job. And, you know, we ask you to, you know, move your things out of there. Guys are getting in and out in one day, and it'll transform it.
I called you Dave, Jeff. I apologize. It's Jeff.
And one other question on that. If you do encapsulate it, the liner that you put down, are you still able to put items in there without the fear of tearing it?
Oh, yeah. It's guaranteed puncture-proof. So you can, you know, crawl around it and you slide things around it, and if it ever punctured, we'll repair it, but it'll never puncture. It's a very strong liner, yeah.
And then the last question, should I have the radon test done before I have that encapsulated?
Well, the encapsulation will lower the radon count regardless of what it is. So I would have it, because we're not radon mitigation people, but by sealing it off, it is going to lessen the chances. So I would have the encapsulation done first, then do the radon test and see if you need any further mitigation, because you may not. Yeah.
Terrific. I thank you for your advice. You were right on.
Thanks for calling, Jeff.
Hang on, Jeff. We're gonna send you Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaning Product, buddy, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. First caller of the show. Look at that, Roy.
Bingo.
Knocked the rust off you. You're ready to go. 312-981-7200. We have 2.5 hours left. We are here up until 4 o'clock. Home Sweet Home Chicago Radio Show, AM 720, WGN. Phone lines are open. 312-981-7200. That's a MegaPros call and text line. If you've got some text questions, if you have some pictures of your screwed-up basement you'd like Roy to look at, or some rooms that you'd like Joe, MegaPros Joe's coming in, he found parking, and to look at to give you some home remodeling tips, 312-981-7200. Send your pictures. I'm going to pay some bills. Be right back. I
can call you Betty. Betty, when you call. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com. That's MegaPros call text line. I love the ending. I just love that. Well, we have to introduce MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvement.
Hey, this thing is it on?
It is on.
Is it?
Yes. You're back from. welcome to the WGN listening audience. That is MegaPros Joe. You'll be hearing a lot of that. Just off the cuff, Joe. Mics are on.
I had to jog to get here. Do you know where I had to jog from?
I'm sure all our listeners care. 312-981-7200. So your first weekend on the show, Jeremy, MegaPros Jer, has been doing a tremendous job.
You said he's better than me.
He was like, Joe who?
Yeah, Joe who?
Joe who?
So if you have any questions about
home improvement. Why did I have to park that far away?
Why did you, when I said come at 1, did
you
come at
1:30. I've got the email.
Okay, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. If people want to, that's MegaPros Joe of MegaPros Home Improvements. We go to the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. If you want to reach Joe, you can give him a call. This is the man behind this number.
847-658-8989.
And next to you, we're trying to, we've got all these cameras in here, and we have two hot shots from the Illinois Broadcasting School, trying to get this up and running. And
you went to school to know that?
No, listen, everything's hooked up. We just can't get an internet connection, but we're working on it.
That's part of school. Isn't that one of the classes?
Classroom project.
It's not their fault.
That's
not their fault. They're trying to get everything taken care of. So once we get up and running, you'll be able to see all of us online momentarily. 312-981-7200. So next to you, Joe, is David Schluter, my real estate attorney. And the show's trust planning expert, anything that has to do with real estate law, Dave Schluter is the guy. Dave, how are you, my friend?
It's great. Thanks for the invite today.
If people want to reach you, your phone number?
630-285-5300. Always a free consultation.
All right, phone lines are open, listeners. Let's go. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. We're going to go out to Aurora. We were started out in Barrington. Gentleman called while you guys were in the hallway about a crawl space question that Roy nailed. We're going to go out to Beth and Aurora. Beth, how are you? Thanks for calling the show.
I'm doing great, thanks. Thanks for taking my call.
What's going on?
Okay, so I want to put my house on, on the market either now or in the spring. But my deck really needs to be redone, and I'm not sure, is that something I should do before I put my house on the market, or is that something that I should just wait and see if they want a credit for?
A deck on a home prior to selling. That's a big job. What are your thoughts, Jill?
I would like to not do it.
Well, I'm sure you would.
Let's ask Jill
her opinion about value, and then Joe could give you some ideas how long that's going to take and the cost associated with something like that.
Does it matter what color the deck, if it's cappuccino or not?
Oh, look at that. Jill, are decks, well, yeah, Roy, there's a ton of, and there's that vinyl decking now that doesn't need any type of care.
Now you guys are into my territory.
That's what I'm teeing it up for you guys. Right. So, Jill, if you want to comment your thoughts about adding a deck prior to Beth selling her home in Aurora.
Well, adding it or refinishing it?
Yeah. Do you have one now, Beth, or are you going to be?
I do. I do.
You don't want to refinish it, now. But you probably need to, right? I mean,
do you have a picture of your deck? Is your deck covered in snow, or can you take a picture and text it to us?
You know what? It's completely covered in snow right now.
Okay.
That makes sense, Dave.
It snowed.
Could you shovel it off?
Yeah, I was going to say, can you send somebody out there in the next 2 hours and shovel it off and then take a picture?
Can I ask what's wrong with your deck now?
Yeah.
Well, you know, it seems structurally fine, except I'm looking at, you know, there are pieces of it that I had pictures of it in the summer, and there are pieces of it that look almost green, and some of it looks scraped away.
Green or gray?
Kind of green.
Green.
Yeah, so green could just be
pressure,
you know, that algae on top of it. Beth, are any of the boards damaged or cupped up?
No.
Or?
No.
So maybe a good power wash, Joe.
A power wash, and is it stained?
I don't believe so.
How big is your deck? I mean, size-wise.
Does that matter, David?
Yes, size does matter. So is it like 20 by 10? Is it 10 by 10? Because cost associated with finishing it, it's all got to do with size.
Sure.
But I would say it's probably 20 by 10.
20 by 10 foot deck. So it's a big deck.
So it's a big deck. And Jill, if we can clean it up, it's probably fine, right?
Yeah. If you can make it look nice without having to spend a lot of money on it, then go for it.
Yeah, I think.
But you want to do something to it.
How
are
the railings and the other parts?
The railings are fine, but I think they just need it to be painted or stained, whatever you do with a deck.
Yeah, I think we can clean it up.
Well, I'll tell you, and you go to Aurora. That's right in your backyard, Algonquin, right? You're based out of Algonquin.
It's not in the backyard, but we go there.
Right down the river, Joe.
Yeah, but we could.
Down 31, you know.
We could have our painter stop by and assess it for you. If you have those pictures from last summer, if you send those in, we could probably give you an idea of what we could do.
Do you have those handy, Beth?
I do.
All right, I'll tell you what.
I mean, not right now, but I mean, I could get them and send them to him.
Okay. We're going to put you on hold. We're going to get you Joe's cell phone number, and you could text it to Joe, and he could take a look at it. And then we'll get you Jill's phone number so Jill could come out, check your house out. Jill, when you walk through houses and do analysis of homes, what's the fee for something like that?
The fee for
a walkthrough to get a personal opinion.
That's completely complimentary. That's a consultation. I do that all the time for people. No obligation, but it's a really smart thing to do.
So Beth, here's what I need you to do. Okay, we're gonna put you on hold. We're gonna send you some hardwood floor cleaning product from Mr. Floor, best in the business. And we're gonna get you Joe's phone number, and you're gonna text Joe, and we'll give you. We'll give Jill your phone number so she could come out and walk through your house, see if there's any other odds or ends jobs that Jill might be able to do while they come out, when they come out to do your deck. How's that sound?
That sounds perfect. Thanks so much.
All right. We'll talk to you later. All right.
All right. Thanks. Have a great day.
All right. Don't move. Don't move. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. We were just talking about that, Jill. While you guys were coming up in the elevator, we were talking about what percentage of her business are calls inbound from people looking to sell their home and getting a free consultation. Like, I had Amy come through our house and give my wife Elise and I recommendations on what to do, like make the hardwood floors cappuccino because everybody's into dark floors now, Joe, for some reason. And Mr. Floor came in, ripped up the carpet, and redid the entire house in that darker, richer color, and it's a completely different house. I'm like, I don't know what this is going to do, but boom, it was a completely different house. So I think that's more and more a smarter thing for what our listeners should do when they're thinking about selling a home.
We refer to realtors all the time, and we refer to you, Jill, to advise our customers. If they bring us in and say, should I do my kitchen before I sell it, we don't know. We don't know what's appropriate in their area, and you
right.
do.
Yeah,
so we always refer to a realtor.
If you're thinking about selling your house maybe 6 months ahead of time, sit down with a realtor, and you're going to want to look at what's going on in your marketplace, what other people are doing, how their houses look, what are the new trends in interiors, and then evaluate where yours needs to be in order to be competitive.
All right, we got a text question here for you, Roy. 708. I have a house in Mountain Home, Arkansas. It's a little dry.
Is that in your territory?
might have to do a travel fee on that one. That has a damp crawl space. We want encapsulated. Can you give any pointers on how to find a reputable company down in Arkansas? Unless you have a crew willing to drive 540 miles, we have extra bedroom, and the fishing is great. So she's inviting you down.
That's closer than I thought.
Yeah.
It's only 540 miles.
It's probably a good weekend trip for you and Laura Ann. I could see you getting scrolling down in down the highway with a big white roll in the back of your pickup truck.
You know what I'd be thinking about the whole way down there?
Yeah.
I go,
flying
I'm passing this house, I'm passing that. I haven't done this house, I haven't done that house. That's why, you know, where there's too many crawl spaces between here and there, we have to help people. But so I would recommend, just like I told Jeff from Barrington, yeah, encapsulation is the right solution to that problem. She, if it's already damp and moist, she's going to want to do some water control. And so finding a contractor who does crawl space encapsulation, I might just start Googling that.
Do you have any contacts down in Arkansas?
We have a network of dealers that we get our product from. It's called Basement Systems, and there is a dealer. So if you go to basementsystems.com, you'll find a dealer in your area that carries the same liner that we do and probably offers a similar service. So that'd be a great place
to start. Is NARI down there, National Association of Remodeling Industry? Do you know?
I don't know that.
That might be another source for you, 708.
You know, if you want to get crawl space encapsulation, you're probably going to end up with a Basement Systems dealer. That they're the ones who have the best product for that.
What type of health concerns are listeners facing if they don't encapsulate their crawl space?
Well, the funny thing is, a lot of times they don't draw the connection. So the kids are up there coughing or sneezing, and they think it's allergies or cold or something like that. But a lot of times, you know, over half the air you're breathing upstairs is coming out of there. So if you have a damp, moldy, you know, moist crawl space, there is moisture there, and it is coming upstairs. And like I say, all the odors and things that are coming up out of the dirt are coming with it. So, yeah, there's definitely a relationship there.
Dave?
Yeah, in my 35 years, the first 20 years, nobody cared on the buy sells, but the younger generation sees those, and they go, please fix that. So it's for the newer market. They all want an encapsulator, either plastic, but, you know, put a vent pipe.
There's going to be a day when they stop building, you know, dirt crawl space. I don't know why we're still doing it now. The building codes haven't changed, but they need to. It's just silly, and it's not healthy, and in so much better way it can be done.
What's an investment to encapsulate a crawl space? Typical, I know they're different sizes, they're different lengths and widths and heights, but a typical, whatever the crawl space
is. You're probably talking, you know, $1,000 to a couple thousand dollars, depending on the size and things. And if we don't have to do other waterproofing, the pumps and everything else involved, but, you know, it's not a couple hundred dollars, it's going to be $1,000 or more, but again, it will pay for itself, not just at resale, but also lowers your insulation bill and probably some of your medical bills. Yeah. So it's definitely a great investment that you should enjoy.
Jill, over to you. House that two houses side by side, built in the same time, same neighborhood, 103 Happy Meal Lane, doesn't have an encapsulated basement. 105 Happy Meal Lane has an encapsulated basement. What's the value? Which home sells first if everything is equalized?
Well, definitely the one with the encapsulated basement for sure. And I work in a lot of areas that there's some areas are in Elgin, in Des Plaines, where water in the basement is a real problem. And it's kind of like the kiss of death when you get a property disclosure and it's indicated by the seller, yes, water in the basement, yes, it leaks. And you don't want to see that, and there's no way around that. So it's a relief. I recently sold a house in Elgin, and they had PermaSeal done in 2018, and it was such a relief.
Awesome, because they know they have a warranty that
transferable,
right. With that, and it makes such a huge difference. That one investment makes such a difference for the seller and the buyer.
So $2,000-$3,000 house 103 Happy Meal Lane has a unfinished encapsulated area, a non encapsulated area. 105 has an encapsulated area. House 103 is going for $200. House 105 is going for $205. Are they going to get the extra $5,000 for the encapsulated crawl space?
Definitely,
without a doubt, and then some.
I think more to the point, people aren't even going to make an offer on the other house. Like Jill said, you know, people hear it's a leaky basement, I got to find a house that doesn't have that problem. They don't think, well, I'll get it fixed or something, because people are worried that it can't be fixed or whatever, so it just puts them off. So it might take your house totally out of the market. Forget about getting top dollar for it. You mean I get sold at all?
Right.
Welcome to my world. It dies 2 weeks into the deal because the inspector kills it. So
there you
go.
All right, we got Kevin out in Hoffman Estates. How are you, Kevin?
Good, how are you?
I'm good, buddy. You got a question, then we're going to go to break, and then we're going to pick you up on the other side of the break, but throw your question out there before we hit the break, bud.
Yeah, I just wanted to know your guys' view on PMI and like how much I should put down for my down payment. I have the total amount and probably about $20,000 more, but my the lender was telling me about just putting down 10 or 12% and then taking PMI.
Yes.
I just kind of want to know what your guys' view on it was.
I think private mortgage insurance is outstanding, and we'll dig deeper into it after we come back from this break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. You can reach us at 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. You could also go to WGN David, that number, and text line. That's the call and text, 312-981-7200, is proudly sponsored by the fine people at MegaPros, MegaPros call and text line. If you have any pictures of or photos of any type of home and home improvement projects you want to, God, I had a brain freeze there. Home improvement project, say that 10 times quick with the delay button on. You should send it to 312-981-7200. Send us pictures. We'd love to see them. We're going to take a quick break. Come back with Kevin's answer to his questions about PMI after these messages.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. I have to just address something real quick before we talk to Kevin. There is a lady from the 815 that thought I said something on the air. I was on from 10 until 10:45 prior to Northwestern basketball. She thought I said a bad word on the radio, which I didn't. Okay, I would never say that word that she's accusing.
Do you remember when Roy did?
Roy said a very bad word.
What did Roy say?
But unintentionally.
Not unintentionally. It came out of it.
Well, it slipped out. Thank God we have a delay. So, 815, I didn't say what you're accusing me of saying. And if I did, I wouldn't be here on the radio because they would throw me off the radio. So, I apologize if you thought I heard what you thought I heard me say, but what? I didn't say what you think
what
I heard
word?
Me say. I can't say it.
Well, what does it start
with?
It starts with a bad word. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. 312-981-7200. I just wanted to get that out there. So if you're still listening, she said she's never going to listen again. I'm just telling you, you're turning off a station that's a great station because you thought you heard me say something I didn't hear.
Fake news.
There you go. Oh, here we go.
David would never do that.
312-981-7200. I would never do that.
Never.
I take it up to the
Roy
edge.
Roy might.
Joe for sure.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Kevin, Hoffman Estates PMI. What are your thoughts on PMI, Kevin?
I'm really not sure. I heard a lot of things about how it's hard to get rid of it.
That's incorrect.
You know, once your house goes up in value, so.
Okay, so do you have insurance on your car?
Yes.
Do you have insurance? Are you renting right now?
No.
Do you
still
have?
Still at home.
You're still at home. Okay, so do you have health insurance through your work or through your parents? Okay, so all private mortgage insurance is an insurance for the lender to protect themselves against borrowers who put down less than 20% because they have a higher rate of foreclosure and default on those loans. That's all it is. Okay? I am a big proponent, I don't know how everybody else feels in here, that you leverage up as much as you can and you finance as much as you could possibly can to afford that house because you could use that money to make more money elsewhere, improving your home, maybe put it in the stock market, funding an IRA, buying a car for cash, put it elsewhere, but putting it into a home because your home, typically you make money on a home through appreciation. I don't know how everybody else feels, but that's my way of life that I financed homes. I always put the least amount of money down as possible. And when I sold one home, I took the equity, rolled it into the next home. I didn't throw on another 10 or 15 or 20 grand, whatever the equity was, I brought it over. And that's how I've built my wealth and gained wealth through real estate.
I think you hit it on the head when you talk about the relative cost of funds and what else you can do with your money.
Thank you.
And so in today's environment, there's all kinds of places where you can invest it and get way more than relatively low interest payments we're paying. So you want to have as big a mortgage. So if you can get a mortgage for 3 or 4% or whatever, relatively low, you can probably find places to invest it for better than that. So you want as big a mortgage as you want, including the PMI, right?
Absolutely. Because the PMI is private mortgage insurance. How much money do you make, Kevin, are you single or married?
I'm single.
Okay, how much money do you make?
Right now, about $60,000, but I'm in an apprenticeship, so I go up about $5 a year for the next 4 years.
God bless you. That's great. Do you have somebody that prepares your taxes?
Yes.
Okay, I would check with your tax preparer and ask him or her, is the PMI that you're going to be paying tax deductible? Because most likely in your tax bracket it is. So then, if it is... And married couples or married partnership, married individuals that file jointly have a certain income level for joint filing as opposed to a single filer. So check with your tax preparer. Make sure that you could write the PMI off. I would load up the mortgage as much as you can and finance as much as you can. That's just me. Okay. And if you'd like us to look at your transaction, I'll be more than happy to look at it for you, buddy. Okay.
All right, very good.
All right, well, thanks for calling, brother. Hang on one second. Are you buying a place with hardwood floors? All right, he's gone. All right, so much for that. Yeah, thanks for the answer. I'm out of here. All right, 312-981. Couldn't even give the kid some hardwood floor cleaner. I know you're a big fan of the Mr. Floor Hardwood Floor Cleaner.
Yes, I am.
It's the greatest stuff.
You remember that.
I remember that. I haven't been on air with you in over 8 weeks. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You could go to... the WGNDavid.com, that's our website. 312-981-7200 is the MegaPros call and text line. On the MegaPros call and text line from 847, Joe, I recently purchased a farmhouse in an 1880 Gramble barn with a 1x6...
Gambrel.
Okay. All right, thank you. With a 1x6 T&G floor. What's the T&G mean?
Tongue and groove.
Okay. What is the cheapest way to revitalize that barn floor without spending too much money? That's from the 847, but I'm going to have you hold on to that answer because we got to hit a break here. So, Sammy,
if you could send a picture on that would help.
That's what I was just going to recommend. Okay. So, 847, if you have a picture, send a picture. Sammy, hit the music, get us out. And 216 sent us a picture of a floor, huge cracks in walls. I have two rather large cracks in poured concrete basement wall foundation. I want you to take a look at these pictures, Roy, and comment on this from the 262 up in Wisconsin. So if the person with the gumball, send a picture of the floors. It's easier for us to look at. And the picture and the 262, we're going to answer that after these messages. 312-981-7200, AM 720, Home Sweet Home Chicago. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show here on AM 720 WGN. 312-981-7200. It's MegaPros call and text line. MegaPros call and text line. 847 with the tongue and groove flooring question in the Gambrel. Did I say it right? Gambrel barn. Please, we'd love to see the floors. It sounds like a cool structure, and I'd love to see the floors so Joe can take a picture of it. But we've got some. We have a crack here. A picture of a couple of huge cracks in a 262, Roy, that you looked at during the break. I have two rather large cracks in poured concrete basement wall foundation. During excessive rainfall, water infiltrates into basement through the cracks. Are the cracks repairable? And if so, what is the process as well as an appropriate cost? Thank you, John and Sharon up in Wisconsin, longtime listeners. So you handle Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin.
Yeah, we just trip over the border a little bit. Kenosha,
Lake Geneva?
And Lake Geneva, yeah.
Okay.
Type thing. We don't go far north. I don't know where they're at. But the pictures are very helpful. It's obvious, yes, those are cracks in poured concrete walls, and they're great candidates. You can see they're accessible. And they're at what we call clean cracks. Nobody's patched them and things like that, which are great candidates for what we call the epoxy injection method, where we can actually inject an epoxy through a series of ports. A thin resin that goes all the way back through the wall and seals the crack off on the outside, even though it's done from the inside. So that's the most economical and most permanent repair. So that's the type of repair they should be looking for, is an epoxy injection.
Okay. And depending upon, tell you what, 262, send us what part of Wisconsin, you're in, and we'll see if Roy services that area. Joe, question for you, 847. We are not selling, but 23-year-old home in Barrington. We don't know what needs to be done in our home. We are not at all handy, so they could be good friends with me. Does MegaPros come out and do a general inspection to let us know what they can do to get the home in tip-top shape? Just finished paying 3 out of 4 college tuitions and now have some money to put to house projects, 847.
Sure, we're great at punch lists. The versatility is kind of what we do best.
So you would be willing to go to Barrington and check out the house?
Absolutely.
Walk through the house with these with these fine listeners? Okay, 847, we'll get you...
Can I tell you one thing? Beth sent in the pictures of her deck. I'm going to have Joe look at them, and then I'll
Beth from this morning?
Yeah.
Okay, so she sent the pictures from the spring.
Her deck looks good to me. I'm going to see what Beth thinks, and then I'll get back to her.
Okay. That's fantastic. So, Jill, check out the pictures. Maybe a power wash. Maybe just replace a couple of planks or something like that.
To me, it looks fine. And she's got those metal baluster railings. It looks really good.
Okay. Well, that's good.
But I think anything could be fixed.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're here.
Joe.
We're here to help.
I think it just needs to be spruced up a little. You looks a little so? Green, like dog. She said. But
she has a nice dog.
Just a cleaning looks...
Yeah, so does a dog improve the value of somebody's house?
Dog always improves the value. Okay. Cats, not so much.
I disagree a lot. Joe, do you power wash decks? We have a MegaPro painter who...
He does.
That's all he does during the summer, really.
Good to know.
Okay. Out to Indiana, Robert from Hammond. How can we help you, my friend?
Hello, guys. I had a question. I just recently started getting into rental properties, and last year I made $20,000 in profit, and I was wondering how much I should put away for taxes. So I can reinvest in my next property. I haven't yet got an accountant, so I'm just trying to, you know, find what I should put away and what I can use because I have another opportunity coming up I'm kind of interested in.
Dave Schluter, I'll throw that to you.
Yeah. Because you did not do something called an exchange, on an exchange you would have kept all the money with a third party instead of enjoying your profits, which if I was you and was flipping homes, I would do the same thing. I'd want to enjoy some of the profit. But the true hardcore guys do what's called exchanges. And what those are is you don't take any money out of the first, second, third deal, and then you just keep buying up. And then what happens on that is you don't have to pay any tax. You just keep kicking the can down. The IRS is okay with it. And then finally, when you're done, you start paying capital gains. But in the meantime, if you still want to be touching the money, which you have to do, it's time to go ahead and hire an accountant, and then they'll look at your tax bracket and tell you what you owe. You're going to owe some money, and so you do it quicker than you might think because it's not due with your regular taxes. It's due in the quarter that you had the closing. So you might want to get on that right away. It's not due when you pay your regular taxes.
Dave, are you selling a home to buy a new home? Are you selling one investment property to buy another one? Robert, why keep saying Dave? Robert, I'm Dave. Oh. Robert, are you selling that? Are you buying? Are you selling that investment property to buy another investment property? Is that what you're concerned about with taxes?
No, I'm sorry. Maybe it wasn't clear enough. They're actually rentals. I'm going to buy and hold for the long term.
Okay, hang on, buddy. We got to take a quick break. Hang on, Robert. We completely answered the wrong question, which we're really good at. 312-981-7200. But we'll come back with the, now that we know that Robert wants to keep the home and how much he wants to put aside.
It was the right answer.
It was the right answer to the wrong question. It was a great answer, Dave, but to the wrong question. We're going to take a quick break. 312-981. Robert, don't go anywhere. 312-981-7200. MegaPros call text line. Be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56david.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Before we get back to Robert, I just want to address him real quick. 708 just sent in, sharing my reaction to the show, just tuned in, WGN, heard a slick mortgage sales guy telling a guy making 50 grand to max out the home purchase and not to worry about PMI. Now... why a mortgage business would advise clients to max out the mortgage profit? Here, listen, I don't know what show you were listening to. We recommended to our listener who called in to ask advice if PMI was good or bad. We told that individual, at least the show that I was hosting and at least the show that I'm listening to, that PMI is great and that individual should contact their tax accountant to see if PMI is tax deductible. So that individual, instead of sinking in like a ton of money into a home that they can't get out in case of an emergency, that they put as little money in and leverage it up, maybe take some of that money and invest it in another investment opportunity that would also grow.
What's wrong with that?
I don't know. This 708 heard a different show. So I just wanted to address it. If anybody else heard similar to what this is.
Tell her to call the lady that said you swore.
I don't know. It might not be a woman. So whoever, if you have some concerns, we'd love for you to call into the show, 312-981-7200. Because that's not what I told the listener that called in and asked my opinion about PMI. So if you're going to accuse us of doing something, at least accuse us of doing something correctly. We recommended to that young man that he leverage himself out and use the money to invest in other opportunities that might earn him more money. Might be to put in an emergency fund in case something breaks, Mr.
There's
Schluter.
There's also a weird premise that you would make more if he borrowed $30,000 more. You guys
please,
are straight.
Please.
Your origination fee is straight.
Right. Please.
Yeah, so
I'm going to retire on a guy putting down 5% instead of 12%.
No, it has no bearing on what Homeside makes. So, yeah.
So that's a ridiculous statement. So there you go. If you've got any questions about what we're saying, we'd love to talk to you about it on the air so we can have a civil conversation. 312-981-7200. It's a MegaPros call and text line. Real quick, out to Robert. So, Robert, you own an investment property. It sounds like to us, based upon your question, it's relatively new. Is that safe? Is that a safe assumption, Robert?
Yes, I kind of got into the game maybe 5 years ago, but it was my primary residence, and then I inherited some money, so I decided to, you know, put it away.
Okay.
So it's like my first year trying to find out what to do with the profits I've made, because I just really don't know what to do. I don't want to get into tax trouble or anything.
I think it's a great question. Do you have a certified public accountant that does your taxes?
I do not have one yet.
No. Okay. What I would recommend to you, what David was answering, Dave Schluter, we thought you meant if you sold this place and wanted to buy another place, there's something called a 1031 exchange that you could shelter the profits, but you'd have to put it down on another home to go buy another piece of real estate of equal or greater value where you wouldn't get taxed. That's what David dove deep into. It wasn't answering your question because I thought Dave was answering the same question that I thought you were answering. You're asking us a tax preparation question. So my recommendation, I think everybody's recommendation here would be, is to seek out good counsel for an IRS CPA in your area that you trust. We have one on the show, Stephen A. Leahy, that you could consult with. He's phenomenal. We call him the IRS Radio Answer Man. So I could connect you with him if you'd like, Robert, or you could find somebody locally in your area that would do your taxes. So always consult with a tax professional when dealing with tax issues. Does that make sense, Robert?
Yes. No, that's really helpful.
Okay, buddy. You have hardwood floors?
Yes, I do.
Good. We're going to send you some Mr. Floor hardwood floor product. Hold tight, buddy. We want to get your information. 312-981-7200. MegaPros Joe, our guy with the barn, beautiful barn, sent us some pictures of his barn.
So how incredible is that? That floor is interesting. I would love to see what we could do with it.
Explain to our listeners what the barn looks like and what the floors look like.
It's that just that old true lumber, and it's the hardwood floor buttered up. I would love to see it in person, see what we could do with it.
Maybe clean it up, maybe sand it, maybe stain it, or not stain it, just seal it.
Right. So the problem with trying to sand that kind of thing is the existing nails. They probably have pegs or nails or something, so you would have to set all that stuff so you can get a clean shot at the sander on it. But I would like to see it. I texted them back. I'm going to give my cell number out. They could contact me directly with
okay,
something.
Okay, so give out here's MegaPros Joe's cell phone number. Go ahead.
847. Oh, I should get a jingle.
No, you shouldn't. Go ahead. 847.
847-652-4663.
Okay.
And you can text me those pictures directly, and I'll get right back to you.
All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Bruce and Crystal Lake, you had some flooring questions in a bathroom. How can we help you?
Yes, hi. I just recently had the bathroom totally remodeled and had tile put in on the floors and the walls and in the shower. And they poured a concrete pan and then put the stone pebble flooring, you know, to the drain. But there's a small area about the size of the paint can lid that ponds water. Is this going to be a problem in the future, or should I have them redo that whole base?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear your name. I don't have a
Bruce.
Bruce. Bruce.
Bruce
from Crystal Lake.
Bruce in Crystal Lake. Is the pond in a corner or near the drain?
It's, let's say, 3 or 4 inches from the corner.
Yeah, so, well.
What would cause something like that?
Just that when you're setting those pebbles, you have low and high spots. It might have been in pouring the pan. It's kind of a tricky deal.
What do you recommend?
Well, the problem is that, good news, bad news, because of that pebble stuff, they might be able to just chisel out that corner and then build it up a little bit, Bruce.
Okay.
But it definitely having sitting water in Bruce's brand new bathroom is
I'll
not
tell
a
you
good
what,
thing.
My wife wouldn't accept it, all right? So,
right.
I don't know.
We all know how tough Judy is.
No, that's what I'm saying. It's you shouldn't have that in a new constructed base.
So you recommend Bruce shouldn't. To call back his contractor to get back
Absolutely.
Out there?
Absolutely. And quite honestly, it's going to take some time, but I do believe they can chisel out that section, build it up, and then replace the pebbles.
Dave, you want to add something?
Yeah, Joe did ours for our lower level, and it's perfect. And it doesn't have any standing water. But if we had standing water, even though it's my homie, I'd have him tearing it out.
Thank you, Dave. And I appreciate that, too. But that is, you know, that pebble stuff is harder to work with. So somebody really has
to
know.
You need to be specialized.
Absolutely.
All right. You have a hardwood floor in your house there, Bruce?
No, it's a laminate.
Okay, we're going to send you some laminate cleaner. 312-981-7200. Please pick Bruce up, get his information so Mr. Floor could send some Mr. Floor laminate cleaning products. Thank you, 224. It's way more entertaining when the conversations are not civil. So there, you have everybody.
I love it like that. I'm glad I'm back. I'm glad I'm back.
Here's what frustrates me, right?
No, nothing.
I'm just, a lot of things.
Come on.
I'm just saying, if you're going to accuse us of doing something, then call up and have a conversation, and maybe it'll turn into a non-civil conversation so our 224 friend here can enjoy the show even more. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. I respect the medium. I respect being here. It's an honor to host a show here. Mm-hmm. I stay within the white lines. I get a little nuts, like I get a little nuts on all the shows I'm on and on all the stations. I know what to say. I know what not to say. And because I really want to stay, I want to come back next Saturday because I think we got a good thing. I'm not going to start throwing swear words and be inappropriate to get kicked off the air. So give me a break, all right? At least give me a little credit. Maybe not.
But you might hard sell a young guy who makes $50,000.
Oh, yeah. Into taking out $5,000 more of a mortgage right. that I make 50
cents
more.
Because you're slick. Because
I'm slick. I give people information, give them the information. They can make the decision. If this young man wants to put down 12%, or wants to put down 80%. Doesn't matter. At least he's got the advice. I had an individual, a young man that worked at the station, come in and ask me a question about a car loan today. I said, I'll tell you what. He's like, I got the money to pay cash. I said, well, if you buy the car and you put $10,000 in the car, pick a number, and you have an emergency, can you get? What are you going to do? I'd rather have, as a young man, to finance the car, pay it double, take the extra money. I'm like, do you have an IRA? He's like, no. I said, I would much rather you, if you were my kid, put the money into an IRA for you and your wife instead of paying for a car for cash. That's just my personal opinion.
Well, isn't this what this is all about? We're all here. We give our personal, professional opinion.
Do whatever you want.
You know, I'm saying people are calling in. They want our opinions. We are experts in our field. They want our opinions. We're not saying it's the gospel. It's our honest opinion, and we really want to help people, and that's all it is.
Right. If my daughter came in and said, hey, Dad, I've got $20,000 in the bank. I just got married. I don't have an IRA, and I want to buy a used car for $10,000. Should I pay cash? I'm like, no, sweetheart. You should go get a car loan. And what you do is fund your 401k, fund your IRA first, pay yourself first, and finance the car. Because if, God forbid, something happens, you can't eat your car. You can go to your bank account to pull $5,000 out to solve an emergency instead of selling the car to get the $5,000 back.
And that's also from your shared experience.
That's from 53 years being on this planet.
Absolutely.
Everybody's got their own thing. Gary Novell, how are you, buddy?
Good afternoon, David. How are you guys today?
We're great.
Hi, Gary.
You got a great email question from one of our listeners. Why don't you throw the question out? He gets a ton of these about what people see on TV and hear on the radio, if it's true or if it's garbage. Why don't you give our listeners the email content from the listener that sent you the email, because we love when our experts on air listen answer listeners' email questions. Give it out there, Gary, and we'll take a quick break and come back with your answer.
Well, David, this is the newest and most common question I'm getting asked, and it all has to do with all these commercials that you see on TV. And the question is, can those non-traditional self-reporting accounts, which are cell phones, utilities, and rent, can they really help with my scores if I have them added to my credit report?
That's a great. And we get that all the time because now all of a sudden there's a ton of commercials on air. Oh, increase. I think who's the wrestler? The big guy. I can't think of his name. He's there talking about enhancing your credit. Senna. John Cena?
Yeah.
Big guy? He's a big guy, right? John Cena is now doing like credit score enhancement boost commercials, and it's effective because people like John Cena and are paying attention. So, Gary, hang tight, buddy. We're going to take a quick break. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720 WGN. The phone line, the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. We're going to pay some bills. Be right back.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200, go to WGNDavid.com, WGNDavid.com. Stephen A. Leahy is on line one, coming up after Gary Novell. Then we're going to shoot out to Evanston to help Melissa with her hardwood floor challenge. We are all here to help you. We're also on Facebook. If you go to Team Hochberg, we've got our, we have all of our cameras up and running. I want to thank Mike and Erica for doing a tremendous job. We're still working on the audio, so give us time on that. But we got the video up, and the cameras are great. I am fat, and I need to lose about 30 pounds. 312-981-7200.
You can't tell that on Facebook, though.
I'm looking at my fat head right here. I'm wearing black, and I'm still fat. 312-981-7200.
You look good.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. So, Gary, John Cena's making some good coin, doing commercials. He's an actor. He's a wrestler. He's very popular. Talking about increase your credit scores and get your credit scores up. And it's really starting to gain traction because you're getting emails from our listeners asking, is this true?
I'm getting emails and calls from people that are hearing this and listening to those commercials and calling me wanting to know what's going on. And you know, commercials always make things look so easy to do, and it always works 100%. But there's a couple things everybody should know before jumping into this non-traditional credit jungle that's out there, so to speak. And the biggest thing you have to realize is that you have to provide the credit bureau with your banking information and the account number of the company that you're trying to have added onto your credit report. Because what they do is then they'll access your banking account, they'll get in there, and they'll confirm that you've been making regular payments on this account consistently month after month after month. So as an example, say like somebody wants to add their electric bill to their credit report. If you had the account for 2 years, made all payments on time, it would add an account with 24 months of good credit history to your report. So not only do you get a good account, you also can add years of good credit history on your credit report, which is great for the credit scores. Once the information has been verified and confirmed by the credit bureau, the account shows up on your report within hours of starting the process. But a couple things you should know is that the account will only show up on the one bureau you're working with to have added, and that is the only bureau that score will be affected with the addition of those accounts. One bureau does not share things with the other credit bureaus. And any accounts that you may have set up with auto pay, they have paid with a credit card, or if you pay your bills by money orders, well, those cannot be verified or added to the report. And the good thing about this is that the service will only add good information to your report. It will not show any derogatory information on your credit report. And if the account that you added was a good account and something happens that you missed three consecutive payments, that account will be deleted from the credit report.
Oh, so that's good.
This is the first time an individual has had this much control over what actually shows up on their credit report. So, as long as everybody understands what I just said, my answer to the question is yes. Having accounts like this added to your report, even for a short time, can help boost your credit score and make it easier to start getting traditional credit. It's a good program to help rebuild your credit or trying to dig yourself out of a hole. Each bureau has its own program for this, and I've seen it offered for free or up to $99 to add non-traditional accounts to credit reports. Each bureau is different, charge different prices for the same service. So do some research with each bureau and see what they have to offer. For any questions on this topic or to discuss your credit situation, call me at 630-624-9557. As we all like to say on the show, we can't help if you don't call. And that number again is 630-624-9557.
And go to WGN David, click on the logo, and you will see all the sponsors' contact information there. You could email Gary direct, or you could give him a call, 630-624-9557. Thanks for calling, buddy. Have a great weekend. 312-981-7200, MegaPro's call and text line. Stephen A. Leahy, the IRS radio answer man, he's going to be up on air next weekend. And whenever he calls in,
you'll never find
he sounds like him.
As long as...
He called in with a scratchy throat, and he sounded like Lou Rose. You remember that, Joe. You were there.
Let me tell you, David, that Gary Novell is awesome, and I sent everybody to Gary to help them. So Gary's awesome, so I wanted to say that. Also, right. I want to tell you that that your video looks great.
Oh, thanks. You're watching on Facebook Live?
You know, I'm trying to.
Okay.
You know, you are having a little audio problem, but it's awesome. It really looks good.
All right. Well, it took us 4 weeks to get the video up, so hopefully we'll get the audio figured out. We'll be rocking and rolling next weekend. Mike and Eric
are
busting tail trying to figure this out, so they're doing a great job. Are you calling to help our friend in Hammond?
Yes, absolutely. Because what I wanted to tell him is that anytime you get something complicated like that, you've got to get somebody that really understands your tax returns, okay? There's lots of tax preparation people out there, but not everybody understands this stuff, and so you have to be very careful about who you pick. Okay, so we help, as you know, we help with resolutions, but we also help people with tax planning and tax compliance, which means tax returns. So that's what I just wanted to make sure that everybody understood that. Whether you use me or somebody, make sure you get somebody that really understands this type of tax treatment, because it's so important. If you make a mistake, you don't get the value of it, right?
Right.
So it's so important. I wanted to just say that. I also wanted to, again, tell you about the video. It looks great.
No, thanks.
You'll never find.
See, you can't tell the difference. I'm telling you. You really can't tell. You really can't
tell. I'll see you next week, too.
Someone who loves you.
I'll see you at the gym. I'll pick you up. We'll drive down again. Thanks, buddy.
Okay, bye.
Hey, if people want to reach you at the office, how do they reach you?
312-664-6649.
And I'm doing your mother's loan.
I know you are.
All right. I just want to let you know.
Let's get it done.
Yeah. If she becomes difficult, I'm coming to you. All right. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Melissa in Evanston, how are you? We're getting a little feedback here. Hang on 1 second. Tell you what. 312-981-7200. I'm getting feedback in my ears. Anybody hearing that? All right. Must just be me. All right. Let's go to Melissa in Evanston. How are you, Melissa?
Oh, David, I love you, but you scare me.
Okay, that's in a good way or a bad way?
In a good way. And I can attest that if you call David Hochberg, he calls you right back. He called me right back.
All right.
So I have a pit bull and a chihuahua. This is a flooring question, and I bet you can guess which one has peed all over my floor.
Your husband.
No, the chihuahua, and I've got a big black mark now on my hardwood floor, which are a light sort of maple color, and I've been reading that there really is no way to get that out without completely redoing the floor. Is that true? I've read about peroxide. I'm just sort of afraid to try that.
I don't know. Joe?
I would definitely defer to Mr. Floor.
I would tell you to call Igor and Mr. Floor. Okay, you got a pen?
Yep, I do.
Okay, ready? Are you ready?
Yep, I'm ready.
Did you get that?
Jason, was it 7,500?
Right, yeah.
Hang on. One second. We'll do it again.
Right.
Hang on.
Right, and I told Igor that's not the best jingle in the world.
I don't know, because you're the master of all jingles.
No,
all right,
it's a carnival.
It's 847-674-7500.
Okay, got it.
Okay, and why are you scared of me?
Well, I... Because you yell a lot, David. I don't know.
I talk
you're very, kind you're, of cool. You're a passionate, passionate man.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, no way.
Have we ever met?
No, we have not.
Are you kidding? She's
not
scared.
Would you like to? We can meet at the Evanston Police Department right outside. There's a great bench. We could have a coffee and get to know each other,
place.
And you're protected. Yeah, it's a safe.
All right, done.
All right, hang on. We'll get you. We'll have Mr. Floor give you a call, Melissa. Thank you. 312.
It's amazing.
Listen, I'm a lover. I am a people person. Yeah, just trying to make people happy. That's what it is. I know that. It's difficult to understand. I look a little gruff. I look a little rough.
She didn't even see it. She just heard your voice.
I know. That's the challenge. I'll meet her in front of the Evanston Police Department. I'll bring the Dunkin' Donuts coffee.
You might
we'll
be able
fine.
To over-borrow by $20,000.
Yeah. I'll ram her into a loan she can't afford and charge her PMI.
You made her giggle in a weird way.
I know. That's
I think you scared her in a good way.
I scared her in a good way.
Yeah,
right.
She liked it.
312-981-7200. Mega Pros. Call. Text line. We're going to pay some bills. Dave, we're coming back with your email question about...
Where's this Barnett?
We're going to come back with your question about how to get things done during attorney review. Take us out, Sammy. We can fight. Why don't you come with me, little
girl, on a magic carpet ride? Well, you're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Special note, real quick, before we get back to the show, if you would like to win a chance to shoot the puck on Chicago Blackhawks home ice on Sunday the 23rd, when the Blackhawks play the Predators, go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamHochberg to enter to win a chance to go down on ice and shoot the puck to get free rent or mortgage. We're going to select two people. Registration ends the 29th of February. You're going to start hearing commercials up the yin-yang over the next 2 weeks promoting it. So registration is for the next 2 weeks. Go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamHochberg. That's spelled H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. Phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. Some MegaPros phone and text lines are open. Keep the pictures coming. It's a gorgeous barn up in Michigan. Where in Michigan is the barn, 847, with the flooring? That looks gorgeous. And we will get to the 773 question about the windows and the 219 question about the door. Can you stay in a fiberglass door? So that's a little tease. But first, we're going to get over to David Schluter, real estate attorney. He does all of my real estate work. I'm buying a home, selling a home. David's going to be doing all the title work on the sale of my home and make sure I'm doing okay on the loan docs when I get the financing for my new home that I'm going to finance up the winger. Yazoo, I am going to personally leverage the bejeezers out of my home, and I'm telling that to myself. So I'm giving myself fantastic advice that I am building a home and I'm going to finance as much as I can afford because I have other investment opportunities that are earning me more money than what my 3 or 4% mortgage is going to cost me. So if you want to send in emails telling me that I'm doing the wrong thing, 312-981-7200, bring it on. We'd love to hear criticism about how I'm financing my home. I'm doing this for 19 years.
Are you going to get a lower rate because you're in the business?
Nope. What do you think? 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So during the buying process, David Schluter, there is something called an attorney review. Roy Spencer, you hear it all the time because you get calls. My basement's leaking and I need to fix it. And I didn't know it fixed. And da-da-da-da-da. It happens all the time. Joe, you get the calls. Hey, we need this fixed. How much is this going to cost? So during attorney review, let me just walk folks through, our listeners through this. You sign a contract. You then send the contract to the attorney for review, hence the name attorney review. It usually should last about 3 to 5 days. Would that be typical, attorney?
Yeah, the contract we're using in the Chicago area is 5 business days.
5 business days.
That helps you in case weekends get in the way. Nobody loses time on the weekends.
That gives the home inspector, Jill, to get in and out, to do the inspection, and to check out what needs to be checked. And if he or she finds something, a report is compiled. It is sent to the attorneys. It's sent to the buyer. We want this as a credit. We want that as a credit. Dave, you've seen situations where these things have lasted weeks, and it shouldn't last that long. And you got an email from a listener. If you could share that with our listeners as to what our listener sent to you. And I think it's interesting for other listeners to learn from.
Yeah, this listener was represented by another attorney as her seller. She was the seller, and she was devastated because after 3 weeks of back and forth, 3 weeks in this market, it all died, and it was over a very, very minor issue. And she never thought that the buyer would have that much time to actually still pull the plug. And as David mentioned, we have a friend from our other world who, where the seller decided not to sell. And they had kept a little room in the contract under their attorney review up till the day of closing and just said, we're not coming. We're not selling anymore. And that was, again, a loose end within the attorney review. But what I told this listener was this, that if I had been their attorney, I would have put a stop to that after 1 week. And here's how it works. And I had two stories.
Can you do that? Is that legal?
Oh, well, yeah, you could do it because it's all about a willing seller and a willing buyer. So just this past week, I had two deals that I became my client's hero on, and here's how it worked. My first client was a client that I knew the family for years. I did the parents' trust. The son, who was the backup trustee because both parents are dead, was selling the house. Buyer hit him up for a patio door. He said, I'm going to give you $2,500. Take it or leave it. Buy a door whenever you want. I hate that door. I didn't think you were going to do that, but I got to get it done. I want to give my brothers and sisters their inheritance. $2,500. Well, once they get into it, if it's more, no, $2,500, take it or leave it. Well, what if when they take it out, the outside needs some work? That's all I'm doing. I dropped the price already. Take it or leave it. So finally he said, I'm done, David. I'm going to move on. So I sent a letter to the attorney. Your people keep asking for more, even though he gave them a generous offer. By 5 o'clock, I need to know, or we're going to just sell it to somebody else. Well, at 4:55, they signed off. So now I'm the guy's hero. That did not happen on the email listener. Her attorney got sucked into 3 weeks of $100 here, $250 for the breaker box, $400 for the leaky ceiling, and it dragged out. And after 3 weeks of suffering, she still lost the deal. My other deal was a seller where a millennium buyer was saying this question. I know that it's a stable association, but what about the future? Are they going to raise my assessments? Well, the guy had been there 27 years in the building, and they had gone up like 10 bucks a month, 20 bucks a month, like, I mean, over years' time. Yeah, but maybe now in the future, no, it's been very stable. I could give you a couple references. There's nothing in the radar. There's nothing in the minutes. The roof is good. The elevator's good. The parking's good. Well, what about the future? I don't know how much money I'm going to have. So I said to that attorney, I asked my permission. I can't do this without, I can't be the hammer without getting my client's permission because it can scare him off. I said, can I end this at 5 o'clock today? He goes, oh, yeah, I'm tired of this. So I said, we can't predict the future. Have Sally sign off by 5 o'clock, or we're just going to put it back on the market. That one came at 3:30. Okay, I'm done asking. I'll take the deal. So the answer is, if your lawyer is letting you go 2-3 weeks with faxes and letters, don't listen to your coworkers. Like, you better go ahead and do that. You might lose the deal. There's limited inventory. The mortgage rates are low. You will find another buyer. I mean, unless your house is totally a stinker and it's been like on the market for 2 years or something, then you may have to beg. But my message for my sellers is I will be there for you to not have you put up with nonsense.
How often does that happen to you, Joe?
I don't let that happen too often if I can avoid it, because it shouldn't be that much drama in a transaction.
Right.
It should be, you know, two sides acting like adults, if they can. And the lawyers should wrangle that in if that's going on.
I'm going to take it back to 2002. Walk into the house and my wife and I bought. We had a broken back patio door and the fence was falling down. I said, okay, I'd like a credit for the broken back door slider and I'd like a credit for the fence. They said, okay, great. Here's the deal, Spartacus. We got two other offers behind you. Nobody's asking for credit for the broken back slider door or the fence. So we're going to take your offer without the credit, or would you rather us go to the other two people? I'm going to be like, okay, point taken, understand, 100%, remove the request for the credit because we wanted the house.
Right.
Right.
But you can't fall off the floor. You might as well ask. It took literally 24 hours. I didn't know Dave back then. I had another attorney representing me. So I'm like, okay, but, you know, the slider was broken. It was like an $800 door, and the fence was falling down. So listen, I knew the fence was falling down. It was a 15-year-old fence. It needed to be replaced. So I put a new fence in and a new door in as I ripped up my house and put God knows how much money into it back then, and I owned the house. It's that simple.
It's all part of home ownership.
It's part of the negotiation. It's part of the game.
You don't want little petty things to disrupt a sale for you.
And you can't be emotional.
No.
You got to have perspective, too. I've often used the mathematics. I get my calculator out. I say, this deal is hinging on $300, and it's $300,000. Let's get this done.
And it's going to cost you $1,500 in another mortgage payment in order to keep it. Stop messing around. 312-981-7200. Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. We're going to pay some bills, come back at around 3, 310, 305, something like that. We're going to be talking about walking through homes, checking it out, and inspecting it before listing it. Great thing. Pay some bills. Sammy, get us out of here, buddy.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Wait for it. Wait for it. Wait for it, Joe. Wait for it.
All right, I'm waiting.
So
it's a
good.
Little too long.
I know. We got to talk to Duff to cut that down, sure, but it's okay. All right, we're going to clean up some text messages here, but first let's go around the horn and introduce everybody. Roy, we'll start with you, young man.
Roy Spencer, PermaSeal, 800-421-SEAL.
Jill Van Riet.
Jill Van Riet, real estate agent, and my number is 224-772-4086.
David Schluter, real estate attorney.
630-285-5300.
Trust planning expert as well.
Yes, and always helping people 35 years.
And the death rate in Illinois is how much?
100%.
Okay. Mega Pros, Joe, that's Dave's favorite line right there.
847-658-8989.
All right, here we go. Ready? We're gonna blow through some text messages here to get caught up. All right, 815. How expensive is rewiring a 1932 home with lathe and plaster walls and ceilings? What's lathe?
Lath.
Lath. Okay. There you go. What's lath?
Strip wood with the plaster spread in between it.
Oh, my God.
He's
I
taking your
was
thunder.
A home improvement.
Attorneys, real estate attorneys.
Well, let me tell you about a will.
Okay. Yeah. God help us. No.
Hey, we have to know construction.
All right. What's lath and plaster, Joey?
Was I wrong?
I do.
Joe, what's lath and plaster?
You know what lath and plaster is.
I know what plaster is.
It's the old type of wall where it's exactly that, right? So they put up lath and then you spread the plaster on it.
How expensive is it to rewire?
That really doesn't make it. Well,
you got to break through walls.
Well, not always. So that actually is depending.
So
you know what I'm saying? If you have access through the basement, you can minimize the damage.
A lot of that wire is coated in asbestos, isn't it, from the 30s?
No, not coated in asbestos.
I thought it was coated.
Knob and tube is not in asbestos.
Oh, I thought some of that stuff is in asbestos to keep the heat down.
No. Maybe.
No? Okay. A friend of mine had to redo a home from the 30s. It was all asbestos wiring. Cost him a fortune.
Asbestos wiring?
The cloth. The copper with the cloth.
Yeah. The cloth wiring encased in cloth to... his home had asbestos cloth around the wire.
Well, see, now I'm learning.
Okay, there you go.
Sounds expensive.
Yeah, well, maybe we just skip that step.
815, we'll give you that number to follow up. 815 for me, we bought
a
home.
Wait a second. Can I just say, we can have our electrician inspect it and you'll be fine.
He's right, great.
So, MegaPros electrician Dave will follow up. 815, we bought a home in Goodyear, Arizona in September 2017. Is there any way we can refinance? The address is in Goodyear, Arizona. We'll give the address. Yes, 815, we are licensed in Arizona, and I will have one of my loan officers that is licensed in Arizona follow up with you. 219, Joe, here you go. Fiberglass door, sent a picture of the front door. Can this fiberglass door be refinished, or is it best to replace it? I'm not sure. what took the stain off, but I suspect it was spray from the Swifter.
That's probably not true. I don't know why. I did see the picture, Dave.
And so hang on. For our listeners, there is a picture of a fiberglass door.
Right.
The bottom panel is all worn out.
It's not
out.
Even the bottom. It's just that one section, right?
It's just that one section that's all worn out.
So here's what I'm going to do. I will forward that to our painter and also our paint supplier to see what they recommend.
So you might be able to retouch
that.
Yeah,
it doesn't seem any
door.
Reason that you would replace the whole door.
Unless the door is out of kilter and needs to be replaced.
They
right?
didn't say that.
Okay, I know. 773, my house is 16 years old and the builder used Herd windows. Are they still in business?
Oh, sure. That's an old builder's window.
Okay, they have seemingly lost their seal and the casement collects moisture on the frame. Can they be repaired or they deemed to be replaced? I do run a dehumidifier during cold weather. So let me ask you this question.
Mm-hmm.
What does it mean that it's lost its seal and the casement collects moisture first?
So, well, lost the seal, you've seen it before where it's foggy between the glass.
That's what it means, it's lost its seal?
Right.
Okay. Condensation.
Condensation?
Right. Well,
okay.
It lost its seal, so now it's fogging up with moisture between the two glasses.
Okay.
Those panes can be replaced. Chances are that's over a 20-year-old window, though. You know, so if you have leaks in the casement, it sounds like she's worried about the insulating factor on the whole window.
Okay, might be a he. We don't know. It's a she. But okay, we will send goodness. The 773 number over to you. I don't need emails of people complaining. Well, why did he call me a she when I'm a he?
Well, it was the way you read it. It sounded
okay.
Funny.
309. I paid off my home, truck, and farm. Retired 2 years ago. I get paid once a month and have free life insurance for life. What can you do for me? Signed, every day is Saturday. Well, reverse mortgages are a great option to throw against your house when you don't need it, especially when you're younger in your 60s, because it has the cost of living built into the loan. And we're doing a ton of those. So if you'd like more information about reverse mortgage, give us a call at 855-56-DAVID or go to reversedavid.com. Once again, to register for a chance to shoot the puck on Blackhawks home ice to win a year's worth of free rent or free mortgage, go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamHochberg. That's team H-O-C-H-B-E-R-G. Registration is free. All the official rules and regulations and all that good stuff is on chicagoblackhawks.com.
Did I hear you right? It's a year. It's not a month.
It's 1 year's of free rent and free mortgage.
Oh, people are going to go nuts.
I hope so. So go to chicagoblackhawks.com/teamHochberg. You get one shot center ice. We're bringing out two lucky winners to shoot the puck for renters and two lucky winners to shoot the puck for mortgage. And if you make it, you get a year's worth of mortgage payment.
Do you think I could take a shot at it?
I don't even think you know that we have a hockey team. So first
we'll find the hockey
place. Yeah, first we'd have to introduce you to the Chicago Blackhawks hockey organization first.
All right,
and then,
cool.
Yeah. That would be great. You have to register at chicagoblackhawks.com/teamHochberg. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Go to WGNDavid.com. So, Joe, let's go back to the lady that called earlier who had a question about her challenge deck that doesn't sound like her deck is really that challenged. She wants to have a realtor, preferably you, come out. What happens when you come out? What walk us through a preliminary inspection. There's no cost. There's no obligation. It's a professional set of eyes that dances on the dance floor. She's in Aurora. That's your area. You're in and out of homes in Aurora all the time. What are you looking at? What type of advice are you given? Because the gentleman that I referred to you 6 months ago from the show on the other station, you spent a ton of time with them, and they love you. And they did a ton of work in their home. We're in the process of refinancing them again into a lower rate. What's the process of walking through and inspecting a home to give somebody an unbiased opinion on what they should do?
Well, like I said before, hopefully it's before they've made any decisions or spent any money, because you kind of have to sit down with a realtor and see what you're trying to accomplish. How does your house rank in terms of homes that have sold in the area? What did those people do to make their home sell quickly or not quickly? Did they get top dollar? What did it look like inside? So you kind of want to compare what's going on in your market as well as in your home. And then you want to make some good choices. So I like to meet with people before they make those choices so they know where to allocate their funds. Flooring is important.
How long does it take?
I mean, it depends. I've been an hour I'd say is a safe bet.
Okay.
I've been at homes for a lot longer, and sometimes it's less, but about people, an hour.
And if listeners want to take you up on your offer of a free evaluation, what number do they call?
224-772-4086.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago on AM 720. Roy, we're coming back to you. You have an email from a listener who wanted to know if winter's the best time. So I want you to talk about that, dive deep into that. You are listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. The phone lines are open, 312-981-7200. The text line is open, 312-981-7200. I'm always open for business. We're going to be back, pay some bills, be right back.
Remember, if you want to talk to David Hochberg about a mortgage, call him directly, 855-56-DAVID, or visit 56David.com. This is Home Sweet Home Chicago.
312-981-7200, that is the MegaPros call and text line, 312-981-7200. Go to our website, WGNDavid.com. Roy Spencer, why is now a good time to fix up your basement and do waterproofing? There's a listener that sent in an email question. Can you just paraphrase it for us or read the email and let's answer it for our other listeners, I'm sure, have the same question.
Yeah, I'll paraphrase, but basically she said, well, I don't know. Why don't I just wait till spring, you know, and get it done and things? And so a lot of people think that mostly because they're not having the problem right now. The ground's frozen. Why would I fix it? It's not hurting. Because the problem hasn't gone away. That's the number one answer. It is still there. It's gone dormant. There's three great reasons, not just to do it in the winter, but to do it in February. And I'll tell you why. Number one, free. Number two, flexible. Number three, fabulous.
Back to the free. Everybody
that
likes
might
free.
Get your attention. Okay, first of all, I'm going to have a free guarantee. Free guarantee to all our listeners. Okay, I guarantee you that the problem you had before has not gone away. I guarantee you that problem will get worse, and I guarantee you it will get more expensive if you put it off, okay? Free, absolutely free.
Nice job.
Okay, all February.
Okay, nice job.
Secondly, we have free inspections, and we have a free book. When we come out, it's called Dry Basement, Healthy Home. I wrote it myself, but it's very educational. It'll tell you all about your home, your foundation, what causes problems, stuff. When we come out to give you an estimate.
Any pictures?
Absolutely free. Lots of pictures, not okay. A lot of text. Okay, you'll like it.
Right up my alley.
Okay. And finally, free money. We have free money. In February, we have free financing. So, David.
Really?
If I told you I would give you $3,000 today, and you don't have to give me any money back, but in 18 months, I want the $3,000 back. No interest. Would you take that?
To fix my basement?
You could do whatever you want.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay. But that's what we have. We have free money. So you can have the work done now. You don't pay for it all. 18 months. So that's an outstanding offer we can offer right now. So you may think, well, I can't afford it or something. Maybe 18 months, the picture may change, but the point being the problem's going to get worse. Right. It's going to get more expensive. So take advantage. We're having this free offer.
So is it safe to say that if you had water in your basement last year when it was raining, because the ground's frozen now, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, nothing's getting through. It's all dormant, like you said.
Yeah.
So if you've had water coming through the cracks, like the cracks that the lady from the couple from Wisconsin sent in, they're getting ahead of it. So
absolutely. The problem will not rust itself shut. It will not fix itself. It will come back when it rains hard enough. In fact, it will actually get worse.
Because those cracks will get bigger.
Yep.
So okay.
That's what happens.
And this financing is extended to our friends north of the Cheddar Curtain, right?
Yep, all our customers. Okay.
So all of those listeners up there, especially the listeners that sent us a picture of their basement wall with the two gigantic cracks in it,
Sure. You'll
be able to offer them 18 months free financing to not only repair it and have a transferable warranty, but not have to pay it for 18 months or pay it off in 18 months and not no interest. So you've got an 18-month interest-free loan and a dry basement.
And the second great reason to do it in February is our flexibility. So, you know, unfortunately, you know, people do put things off until it's hurting and when it's raining, and then everybody has problems at once. And we get deluged with calls, you know.
And people get upset.
Pun intended. They do, and it hurts me, quite honestly, when somebody calls and say, we can't come out and see it for a couple weeks because we've got hundreds, we literally get thousands of calls. And it hurts me because I know these people need help and they want attention right away and they might have a real estate closing or whatever.
Especially if rain is in the forecast.
Yeah, and it's just going to get worse, and that's what happens. So this is a great time to, if you call today, and we have operators 800-421-CO, if you call right now, we can get somebody out here this week, this coming week, to look at your problem and give you a free estimate. And we can get the work done before the spring rains came, because, you know, the same scenario is going to happen, and hopefully you will call us in April, May, and happy to have your call, but it may be a week or two before we can even get out and look at it. It may be a month or two for some jobs before we can get it. So this is really the best time in terms of flexibility to get things done. The final reason why February is the best time is because we're fabulous. My people are fabulous. They really are. So today, I've got 20 people who volunteered. They're working with Feed My Starving Children.
Nice.
So my people are working 5-6 days a week. They all took this Saturday off to go. It's out in Aurora. They have a facility. We're in Naperville, actually, a remote facility today. But and they're just volunteering their time. So I just have fabulous people. You know, our mission is to make the world a better place, and we try and do that in so many ways. So I just want to give kudos to those people. I've got 15 other people, some of my inspectors today, who aren't there. They're at the office being trained as we speak. They're doing voluntary training. All my people undergo training every week. These sales guys, these inspectors, they were in 6-hour training yesterday. That's part of our mandatory weekly training. They volunteered to come in today to become more experts on structural training. So we have a structural expert coming in and training. These guys volunteered to do that because they want to be better, okay? So that's the kind of people we have working for, that the guys who come in and do our work and do the work in your home, you're going to be so impressed with both our estimators and our installers. I do want to read one thing I have. It was a review. We get, and if you go on google.com and Google PermaSeal, you'll see, and you go on our website, or on their website, and just go Google, you'll see we have over 3,000 Google reviews on PermaSeal. We have a 4.9 out of 5 rating. But this one just happened yesterday, and I just wanted to share it briefly. It's a 5-star review. My husband and I had cracks in our basement walls. We called PermaSeal after our home insurance failed us. I think what she means, it wasn't covered by home insurance, which most wet basements aren't. Chris was the name of the gentleman who came to our house with the time agreed upon and was very pleasant. He clearly explained in detail what he found and the type of work they will perform to give us peace of mind. The prices were jaw-dropping. I had to take a second look. PermaSeal prices are so affordable. Chris helped us set a date for repairs right there. I would and will be recommending PermaSeal to anyone that's in the market for help in their home. Thanks. So I just love that. The prices were jaw-dropping. I go, oh, my God. And she says she couldn't believe how affordable it is. And we really are. We are the best value out there. And so it's just, it was so pleasant for me to, you know, pleasantly surprise people with that.
Well, that, it makes you feel good.
Yeah, I started wondering, why is he reading that?
Yeah, so, your prices stink, right? What the hell?
Again, you're welcome to read our reviews on the Better Business Bureau site, the Google site and stuff, and you'll see every day people are posting reviews on our people, and it just warms my heart. I read them, and just our consultants are outstanding because they care, they're professional, they're well-trained, they're thorough, they're going to give you options. No pressure involved, and you're going to learn things you didn't know about your home. And then when our installers come out and do the work, it's the same thing. The guys, like people, our guys care about people's homes and doing the right thing.
Well here, the window wells. Okay, for all our new listeners, Roy was on the show and said every house built after 1960 something has window well drains, and I said mine don't. He's like, that's weird. So I went home after the show that Roy was on. I took a picture. I sent it to him. I'm like, here. He's like, well, that's a problem. So he sent the crew out. And what happened was my window well drains were under about 5 inches of water. Okay, so they were there, but 5 inches of mud. Because under the rain, it rained so bad under the galvanized steel, the water came up and settled down and plugged up my drains, and I had water come through the window. That's why Roy fixed that. So I put two new drains in. Then I had PermaSeal out because I had a crack in my wall that I didn't know was there for the past 16 years. And I had a constant damp spot in my basement floor. You guys found the crack. I redid the seal of the wall, everything else. And then we had drain tile. because I did one wall, was all plugged up from the previous owner, and you're like, it's putting pressure on the other wall, and we were getting water in areas I didn't even know we had. I have a whole new drain system. Why am I saying this? I'm selling my house.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm selling my house. Now I can check the box. Do I have any water challenges in the basement? And I'm going to be like, hell no. Okay, and when it rains, I go down, bring it on, baby. I got PermaSeal, and I had them do the other window well, install a drain. The drain wasn't even there. I'm like, as long as you guys are here, start digging through that. And I installed another drain in a window well that didn't have a drain to make sure I didn't have water coming through that window. I figure while they're there, I might as well bust through the walls and take care of it. And I will tell you, the peace of mind, I know it sounds like a commercial, but it, you know, it's one of your commercials, the peace of mind of having PermaSeal. And that's you. That's my best Roy Spencer impersonation. but when it rains, I go in my basement. I know I don't have a problem. Before I did all this work, Joe, I would go in my basement and I'd be like, is this window going to pop through? Am I going to have a seal crack here? Am I going to have am I going to have water come up through the bottom of my floor? It was very, very, very challenging until I did the work, and I don't have any problems. Now when I sell the house, it's transferable. We got a break.
So now Amy Kite is happy to have that guarantee.
Absolutely.
Your house.
Well, I want to say, we can fix any problem you're having with your foundation. That's easy, but we also do preventative things and help people avoid problems they don't even know they might be.
Basement defender. That's what I have.
There you go.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. 312-981-7200. You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720. 312-981-7200. That's MicroPro's call and text line. Keep sending in those pictures of your housing challenges. We'd love to see them. Any questions, concerns, comments, 312-981-7200. Going to pay some bills. Be right back. Take us out, Sammy.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago, AM 720 WGN. We got a text question here. I closed my loan on Monday.
Bam.
When do I receive my escrows from my previous lender, and in what form, check or wire? Dave, you want to take that?
Yeah, under Illinois law, they have 30 days to get it to you. And what I would do is, Monday's a holiday, so I wouldn't bother a Monday. On Tuesday, call them and give them your forwarding address. I know you're going to say it's obvious, but the one department that got the money isn't the same department that sends out the refunds. So just call, use your old loan number, tell them where you want it sent. And they may wait till the 30th day, but they have 30 days under Illinois law.
That's for people that are our listeners that are moving. For the our listeners that are refinancing, you get sent to the address that was at the previous.
Right.
So I typically tell our listeners about 15 business days after closing is when it comes, but they have 30 days by Illinois
law. By
law,
yeah.
Okay. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. Trey, you've been gone for a couple of weeks on vacation.
No.
What are you seeing, but you monitor everything. What are you seeing coming through your call screens?
We're seeing a lot of bathrooms and kitchens.
Seriously?
Yeah. A lot of it comes from just this kind of thing, right? Discussions. You know, can I do my counters without doing my cabinets?
Are they total blowout kitchens, or are they just replacing?
Not always, Dave. You could do pieces. You could do partials. We're doing a lot of, we can fix your cabinets up. Fix your cabinets up, replace your tops. A lot of times electrical. They want electrical lighting upgrades, that kind of thing. Maybe add an outlet. Maybe add splash tile.
Blowing out soffits? Are soffits being knocked out for
the
larger
in the kitchens?
Yeah, for larger cabinets.
When we do a whole kitchen, 99% of the time the soffits come out,
and that picks up what, an extra 6-8 inches of cabinet space.
Sure, 10 up, but aesthetically it makes your kitchen look a lot.
What is a soffit for our listeners that don't know what a soffit is?
A soffit is, I'm thinking it's from 50s and 60s, right? Yeah. Maybe into the 70s they did some of them. But it's that box they built about your cabinets.
Right. And sometimes there's electrical, but most of the time it's just dead space.
Most of the time it's dead space.
And I don't understand that. My neighborhood that I'm in is circa 1965 in Northbrook, and every single home has a soffit. in the old style homes that haven't been remodeled since the 80s.
So it was a habit, and I'm sure it was because of the size of the cabinets, I would think.
Yeah, right? I don't understand. I mean, I came in when we bought our home in 2002. We gutted everything. Boom, popped the cabinets out, put the cabinets in the kitchen, into the garage. So now I have cabinets. That's another upgrade, Roy, if you're looking for a home in Northbrook. I've got cabinets in my garage. That were in the kitchen one day, and I blew out the soffit, and we went with 42-inch cabinets. And the kitchen looks so much better.
Yeah.
It's just a visual. It's so much better. My wooden front door has developed a long crack. How come? Any theories?
A wooden front door, it will change in the winter, and my guess is that's actually in that placard panel. So the panel in the middle is going to split. It could split in the winter, and it can go back tight.
You didn't even see the picture.
You know, shall we hear that? That's true about me.
I know. 630 sent the picture. I just told you what the challenge was. It is one of the panels.
Right. So that's a very old door. That's solid wood. It's probably a beautiful door. That is one of the things you're going to go through. Chances are it's not the first time it's happened. You could seal it.
That it's a crack in the bottom through the panel. Can they replace a panel, or do they need to replace the whole door?
Sure. The panel can be replaced. The question is it worth it, right? So any wood exterior door, because of the heat you're picking up in the summer and the cold you're picking up in the winter, that wood is going
to
crack.
630 wants to know, can you please spell the names of the wines you're tasting? So the 630 obviously thinks that we're drinking.
Chateau. I don't know how to spell Chateau. I'd have to read it off the bottle. If you could hand me the bottle, I could read it.
Yeah. Well, we got to take the straw out of it. 312-981-7200. MegaPro's call and text line. MegaPro's call and text line. 312-981-7200. Dave, I want to throw out a scenario that we faced that was just completely off the wall. Lady came to us. It was a referral from WGN. A listener called in. We did her loan. She bought a home. Very excited. Bought her first home. She was in her 40s or 50s. First time she bought a home. Super excited. Been renting all her life. Goes in. We have everything done in under a week. Super clean. Great credit. W-2 income. 20% down. So the texter from earlier, you'll be happy that we actually do loans for listeners that want to put down 20%. We didn't talk her out of it. We don't talk anybody out of it. We just give people options. There you go. That's what I said. We give them options. So this lady put 20% down. Everything's done. Dave, moving trucks were ordered. You did the transaction. You were helping this listener buy this home. The seller decides, listen to this, seller decides after 44 days, she doesn't want to move out of the house. What happens in that situation?
Well, it comes down to cost-benefit analysis. They had a wrinkle in that situation where there was an old little loose end, and they claimed that there was no final agreement, blah, blah. The reality is this. We don't have the ability to go punch people. We can't drag them out.
I disagree.
Yeah, well.
I do, too.
Now you wonder why you scare people.
That's right.
So here's the thing. It comes down to the financial investment to force the hand of that person in litigation. First thing we ask is, what county is it in? And if it's Cook County, we just stop talking. Because it's minimum 3 years to get a trial. Jeez. If you do what's called an emergency, you may get a judge who says, well, you can live anywhere. It's just a house. Or you might get a sympathetic judge. I will tell you this. Judges in Cook County are more prone to force a seller to sell than they are to force a buyer who just gets cold feet, because they really feel sorry for buyers. So in that case, there was a possibility we could force the hand. But you just look at it and you say, you know what? The lawyers who try those cases, which I don't, I have friends who do, it's hourly work, it's retainers. So, yeah, you may be right in principle. You may even win under that. But the reality is our society is not a free society. It's not legal aid. You have to look and say, okay, you got a total nut job. You want to invest $15,000 and hope you get the keys. The bottom line is, guess what's going to happen the whole time that person's there? They're going to be spray painting the walls. Yeah. So it's just in that case, you made a life decision. It's a shaft, and it's a financial decision, not a personal one. But yes, so you're right under the law. Yes. But in our society, it costs a lot of money in a civil litigation to get your rights exercised, unfortunately.
219 texter, can a real estate attorney in Indiana remove or make changes to the Indiana real estate contract? I am talking about one word or a sentence. I'm talking about I am not talking about one word or a sentence, sorry. I'm talking about a complete section. I know in Illinois they can. I was just wondering if the same rule applies to the people in, to the listeners in Indiana.
In Indiana, the contract is going to have a defined paragraph called attorney review. So you got to look at the attorney review paragraph. Ours is very broad. It does, in fact, say the lawyer can make any changes other than the price. We cannot counteroffer through the lawyer on the price. So you just have to go look at your contract. It's usually on the back side, not the front, and see what the parameters are of the attorney review section. That's going to be your answer.
And the answer to can you, I had, a, you're going to love this, during a refinance, somebody actually sat there and read the 190 pages of all the documents, and they're like, well, I don't agree with this. I said, well, that's great.
God bless you.
I go, listen, I don't agree with a lot of things either, but if you want that loan, guess what?
Yeah.
You're going to leave everything the way it is in that loan, right? Well, I don't like this section of the mortgage and the note,
okay,
the way it says. I'm like, well, I'm happy for you. I'm very happy. I'm happy that you could read. I'm glad. I'm sorry that you don't agree with that section. It's very simple. You either sign the documents and you get the loan, or you don't sign the documents and not get the loan. Because if you start striking things out and initialing because you don't like it's worded, you're not getting the loan. It's very simple.
Those are documents that have been negotiated over years, and the terms are, if you want our money, this is what we'll lend it to. And if they have somewhere they can go get $200,000 for $1,295, God bless them.
Yeah, I wasn't being combative. I'm just like, that's fine. You might not like it, but if you want the money that you signed 45 days ago that we got the loan approved, and you want to close the loan to get the proceeds of the things that you were doing, you're going to sign the documents because the lender, Big Blue Bank or whoever, Stagecoach, doesn't really care if you don't like that one sentence in the middle of the note, right? In the 50,000 words in the note. I'm sorry that you're upset with, well, I don't like the way it reads. Well, guess what? You sign it, you get the money. You don't sign it, you don't get the
money. Have fun. Yeah.
It's really not that difficult.
I always thought I had a tough business until I met you guys.
Oh, for the love of God. You have no idea.
Listen, there's no easy business, right?
No, I understand.
Everybody's got challenges. Roy, you have challenges. Jill, Dave, Joe, we have challenges. It's the way you handle the challenge.
Exactly.
Okay? You know, you quote somebody a rate, they get a better rate, you either match or they move on. You know, there's sometimes we just say, listen, you got a great opportunity to go with another lender. Please, and I'm thinking in the back of my head, please, go with the other lender.
But you are in a regulated business now
absolutely.
Where the government has so many eyes on it that it's very minute possibility that you're jamming that person. It's very minute.
Right, please.
Then you have the emotional aspect of the customer, both of you, all three of you.
Everybody. You do, too.
Exactly.
You
I'm
do
in your
too.
House.
Yes. You're right. You know, you're in the house. My water's not draining because I wanted to put pebbles in. The floor of my bathtub, okay, or my shower. It's a very challenging thing. There are different shaped stones. It interrupts the flow of the water. I don't have stones on my floor. It feels great. I've been in those showers when you step on the stones. And
yeah,
your feet
I'm not a big fan of those.
But listen, on vacation, big fan of them. Long term, forget about it.
Right.
To each their own. This guy likes stones in his showers. I don't. Whatever. 312-98.
Did you sing this song to me?
No. After the show. Not during the show because I've got a great voice and I don't have time to go out and sing at events.
Right. Remember your promise.
I know. 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. MegaPro. Call and text line. We have 15 more minutes. We're going to take a quick break and be back after these messages.
You're listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago with David Hochberg. If you're interested in talking with David about a mortgage, call him directly at 855-56-DAVID. That's 855-563-2843. Or visit his website, 56david.com. Now here's your host, David Hochberg.
312-981-7200, Home Sweet Home Chicago radio show. Next week's show, we have home automation expert Lou Battaglia from Apt coming in talking about home automation in your home. So that's pretty cool. Stephen A. Leahy, real estate attorney. Not real estate attorney. IRS radio answer man. David Schluter is a real estate attorney on the show. Stephen A. Leahy doesn't do real estate. He does IRS tax resolution. We have MegaPros Joe from MegaPros Home Improvement, myself. And looking forward to having Lou on from Apt to talk about home automation. It's kind of cool. A lot of stuff going on in home automation that I think people will be amazed. You could turn lights on and off all through your phone, and Apt's the biggest and the best in the area.
It's the greatest company.
I mean, it's the greatest store in the world.
Other than PermaSeal and Mega Pros.
Yeah, but they
Everybody loves Apt.
Totally different.
But Apt is so straight. You know, they'll match the price. If, as long as it's a live website and they actually have it in inventory at the other place, they will match the price. It's crazy.
I moved to Chicago as a little boy at 7 years old, and my parents went to Apt on the store on Dempster.
Oh, yeah.
Back in the day, that's now a Korean grocery
it's
store.
It's by Sport Mart.
It was by Sport Mart. It was by Ponderosa. Mm-hmm. And then they moved around the corner, bought a building that's now a doctor's office because they outgrew that. And now they're over on Milwaukee.
Huge.
In a gigantic facility. And they dropped the old RCA building, and they're putting in a new warehouse behind the, they bought the old RCA building off of 294 North. So I'm super pumped to having those guys on next week, along with Joe, Stephen A. Leahy, and we have an alderman going to call in who's doing a fundraiser, a pancake breakfast. He's in charge of the police, something police where they buy police vests, and I bought a police vest, and I invited him on. He was on another station earlier in the week across the river with Ramblin' Ray, and I invited him to come on to talk about his pancake breakfast next Sunday. O'Shea, Alderman O'Shea from the Chicago 18th Ward, I believe, which encompasses Mount Greenwood. He won his last election by like 92-8. So the guy's great. He does yeoman's work, and he's going to be on next week to talk about his fundraiser.
Did it not amaze you how inexpensive they are, but they still don't all have vests? Because I listened to the other station when he was on.
How much are they?
$650.
And $650.
And they don't all have them. I was like, what?
And the policeman and the policewoman are responsible for supplying their own.
Wow. Oh, I didn't know that.
Bulletproof vest in Chicago.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I'll definitely give to that, David.
312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. 312. Thanks for listening. We really appreciate your support. Right. If you want to go, if you want to just leave our listeners with a little nugget of information, that free offer 18-month financing, can you just go into that a little bit more?
Sure. So if you're going to have work done, and I hope you do, this is a great time to do it because, you know, not everybody has, and it might be a $300 job, it might be a $3,000 job, it might be a $30,000 job. It just depends. We do all those type of work. But regardless, you know, you may not have that money at hand, but you've got this problem. This is a great time to fix it before you have to deal with it more and it gets more expensive. So we're making it, you know, obviously it costs us money, but we want to keep our crews busy. So we've got this financing special so we can provide free funding for you so you can use the money, get the problem solved now, and pay for it later. So it's a great program. I hope you'll take advantage of it. 800-421-SEAL. I do want to say, David, just listen, everybody, you know, Joe, Jill, David, we're offering these free consultations, you know, and you do a lot of free work for people. This is a great time. Winter, where I'm sitting home doing crossword puzzles. You know, it's a slow time of year. This is a great time, you know, to get this free information. So if you resell your home or repairs and things, and
just quality of life,
and it's free, and so you may I can't afford that. Well, let's find out what you can't afford. Let's get the free estimate.
Right. Yeah. It doesn't cost you anything. Best four-letter word in the English language that starts with an F. Free. 312-981-7200. Go to WG and David. Phone number if our listeners want to take advantage of that opportunity, Roy.
It's 800-421-SEAL.
Jill, what do you want to leave our listeners with that nugget of information going into the weekend?
Well, it's a great time right now in Illinois real estate if you want to sell your house. There's a lot of great buyers looking because the interest rates are pretty low and the weather's been pretty good. So people are looking and they're buying. It's an active market. So if you want to strategize and plan to sell your house or if you're looking to buy, I'm in the West area, west of 59. I'm in Algonquin, Hampshire, Huntley, that neck of the woods, but I can go anywhere. My phone number is 224-772-4086.
Mr. Schluter, what type of nugget of knowledge do you want to leave our listeners with?
Just on the two aspects of how I spend my day. On the real estate, don't dabble and just use somebody who just got out of school or your ex-divorce lawyer or whatever. Please use our office. We have a great team, and we just follow through, and we know how to communicate. Everything's on a flat fee basis. You can even call us before you have your deal, and we'll give you some pointers. And then on the estate planning side, we have a great questionnaire we send out. We have a free consultation. We don't upsell you, and people are very grateful. We even meet with your kids if you want. If you want to bring them in and say, here's some concerns what we have with your parents, we're willing to do family meetings also at a time that works for your family. So 35 years of helping people. I've used PermaSeal 3 times. Joe 4 times, and I'm working with Jill. Jill works 7 days a week. She's awesome, so I'm yielding some of my time to my 3 friends here. Everybody's wonderful. And my number is 630-285-5300.
And before we get to Joe, 312 area texter said, doesn't Roy's financing ding your credit? Any financing dings your credit. You're getting your credit pulled. You're adding financing onto your credit report, but you're getting free financing. So if your basement project is going to cost you $500 or $5,000 or $30,000, you have an opportunity here to get free financing for 18 months. So you've got 18 months to pay it off. So yeah, it's going to hit your credit a little bit, but you're going to be saving thousands of dollars in interest that you don't have to pay, that some people don't have the resources right now, but they have a leaky basement that needs to get done. Your tribe is sitting on the shelf right now. A lot of your guys, it's a slow period of time. You can get the crews out, keeping them busy, so it works for you, works for the borrower, it works for the listener. I mean, it works for the borrower of the financing. It's not a bad thing.
And when you pay it off, your credit rating's improved. Yes. So think of it that way.
Yeah, if you pay it on time, it's going to go up.
Yeah, there you go.
So it might hurt your credit 312 in the short term, but getting your basement done and not have to worry about leaks when it starts raining is definitely...
No, like you said, it's any financing.
It's any financing, right. It's any type of financing. MegaPros, Joe. MegaPros Home Improvements.
847-658-8989.
What knowledge and nugget here, or nugget of knowledge, do you want to leave our listeners with?
Dave, I like this. You and I have been on the air now 4 years together.
Going on five.
But a lot of excitement, a lot of texts. I like the text line. People are texting in. I can answer them directly. I'm answering for myself. I'm going to meet with Kirk with his Barnwood floor. I'm going to bring my wood artist, Kenny Coons. If you're listening, you've got to go on this appointment with me.
Okay. And if our listeners want to text you or contact you directly, what's your cell phone
number? I just made the decision today. You can have my cell number, 847-652-4663.
All right. And my knowledge and nugget here, or nugget of knowledge, I'm the one that came up with it. I can't even say it, is I'm working with the daughters of 2 listeners right now, first-time home buyers. They compared my ballpark rates because I didn't know they were going to buy today. I thought they might buy in June, and I gave them 4.5% rates. Didn't know if they were buying a fee simple house or a condo, a fee simple townhouse or a condo. Huge rate adjustment with the limited amount of money they put down. They went to Chase Manhattan Bank, and Chase gave them a quote, and the quote was so ridiculous that after I pointed it out, they charged them 0.225 origination point, which cost them $463 they don't have. They put down $25 for homeowners insurance. Show me an insurance agent that's going to insure a place for $25 a month. So this is what Chase did to make their offer look a lot better than mine. It's bait and switch, it's deceiving, and it's wrong, Chase, for what you did. So I've got the documentation if you want to come after me. So what, buyer beware, be very, very careful, especially first-time home buyers that thinks your bank's going to do you a favor. This guy is just, he's deceitful, and he's misleading, and he completely led them down a path after I pointed out to them that they weren't saving a ton of money and their payment wasn't going to be that much better. You have been listening to Home Sweet Home Chicago. You want to reach me during the week, give me a call, 855-56-DAVID. Go to 56david.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back at regular time next weekend. Have a great weekend, everybody. Go Blackhawks! See you later, guys.